This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
There are laws against this.
Dougie.
I kind of got tingly.
Dieter.
It's this, bitch.
Charlie.
I'm smarter than you, for sure.
And Jeffrey.
Please.
Streaming on roverradio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Tuesday, July 25th, 2017. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dougie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. You can give us a call at that number. You can text us at that number. It comes into the studio in real time. So do your tweets if you put at Rover Radio somewhere in your tweet. But the best way to get a hold of us is to just dial the phone, 866-YO-ROVER. We'll get to email here in just a moment. I have a lot to talk about this morning. Do you know that we're going to be back on the road again soon?
A couple weeks.
No, not a couple weeks. Like, 1 week. Couple weeks. I don't think that that's accurate.
2 weeks from tomorrow night.
No.
When's
one
the date?
Week from tomorrow night.
Okay, 25th? We leave, like, on the 3rd.
No.
We leave on the 2nd.
That'll be next week.
Yeah, that's
1 week from tomorrow.
Boy, she's way off.
No, I thought it was 2 weeks.
For some reason, I thought it was really far away, too.
Yeah.
Or further away.
But 1 week.
Then we have, I believe, quite a bit off before we hit Vegas.
Yes.
We're going to head out to Binghamton for Speedy Fest. I couldn't even spell Speedy. You'd think it's like, it's a weird way to spell speedy. However,
a very strange way.
Yes, however it's spelled. It's very strange.
S-P-E-D-I-E.
Yeah.
You think there'd be two E's in there at the beginning.
One would think, right? And maybe even a Y, like Gonzalez. Remember Speedy Gonzalez?
I do.
Boy, they kind of scrub Speedy Gonzalez. You don't hear so much about Speedy Gonzalez. That must have been
had a lot of stereotypes in there.
Yeah, like the Mexicans must have really complained about Speedy Gonzalez.
Speedy Fest is actually S-P-I-E.
I thought that. D-I-E.
God yeah. Damn it, sorry.
I thought he was off. I'm like, what?
S-P-I-E.
D-I-E.
I-E.
Yes. Good job, Snitch.
Who knows what that even means? Anyhow, so we're heading out there for that. We're going to hit up Williamsport on this trip as well. Two for one.
Yeah.
Binghamton and Williamsport.
They're so excited.
Why not?
Oh, my gosh. Both markets are really excited to have the show there.
Hey, so. We need to figure out where we're parking this bus. I was looking at everything yesterday. I know you guys are working on this, but I was looking at everything yesterday.
Which one?
Speedy. Okay. Speedy Fest.
It's not finalized yet, so they're trying to get you into the festival grounds. They're working on it.
That would be nice.
That's what their ultimate goal
I know,
is.
Doesn't the radio station have some sort of booth or tent or something like that? You park the thing right next to there.
They're trying.
And we'll just live there for a couple of days.
There's not a lot of room backstage either. The problem is trying to get you out.
What do you mean?
Well, it's in the middle of the festival.
Well, we'll leave. Well, we won't leave like during the middle of the day. Oh, we can get out. I'm not worried. Really? That's the concern?
They're working on it. Well, the space and trying to get you out. That
shouldn't be a concern at all. We can whip that thing right out of there if we need to when we get out of there. We'll be good.
They're trying.
Yeah, just put them in touch with me. I'll take care of them.
I did buy my ticket to Vegas. I think I spent $30 on the refund policy, though, in case something happens where it doesn't work out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited.
It's going to be the tough one because it's going to... Oh, wait. You're coming? Ugh.
Why do you say that?
That's generally the iHeart treatment that we get.
Oh, I thought you meant me.
No. Not you.
The treatment you give me.
Right.
Like, I want to go
to
The
treatment we give you is the treatment we get from iHeart. They go, oh, this guy? Oh.
Well, that's... I didn't know what the plan was, but... So we'll see.
I had a smoothie on the way in that B2 made for me. There's so many seeds in this thing. I had to put a piece of gum in to try to start dislodging seeds.
Do you need a mirror?
No, that's all right. What do I care? Just you guys.
Okie dokie.
Ori writes, in regards to the workout DVD Dieter was talking about, I find this to be a great idea. Dieter said he wants to make a workout video where it's just for dunces, essentially, right? Workout
for super duper beginners, Rover. And I'm talking about the most basic things. How to get a drink of water, how to breathe, how to walk in, how to hold a dumbbell.
You all right?
I get so excited thinking about it.
How to use the locker.
Exactly. I'm talking about the most basic things. So you never look stupid. From the moment you walk in, Rover, to the moment you leave, you'll never once look dumb.
That is, I'll have to, the
coming from the
thing,
world's dumbest guy.
Well,
think about that.
I'm going to get the most brilliant minds in the world.
This is a guy who's been, he's number eight, I believe, on a television show. He's the eighth dumbest dude.
In the world.
In the world. Okay, he was actually on a TV show for that.
We could put that on the DVD corner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eighth dumbest dude starring in this.
Yeah. Don't
end up like him, because I've been through it all. I've been through every dumb thing that makes you look stupid in every gym. So I will walk you through. I'll never look dumb for a small fee of $19.99.
Well, Ori says, I'd like to help him fund this idea.
Right.
If Dieter is interested, have him get in touch with me to discuss business. How about this, Dieter? I'll hand
like
you
that. What would the cut be, you think, on something like that? Like on Shark Tank? Something. If he just funds it, but I'm doing everything.
Yeah. You all right over there?
Need some water. If I do everything, what should the cuts be?
Well, if you do everything and he just pays for it, I don't know. He should get what? What do you think?
What do you think, 90-10?
For you?
I'm guessing you're the 90?
Yeah, of course. What do you think? I came up with everything. He's just funding it.
But it wouldn't exist without him.
You could cut a deal with Snitz, maybe. You and Snitz could go into business together and produce a workout video.
Snitz, could you make a DVD box? And
yeah, of course.
He can't make people actually buy DVDs these days, though. That's one thing he cannot do, Dieter.
Rover, there's still a market for that.
If they huge.
Rover, if they still have DVD stores, like Family Video... We
That's
can
the
rent
only DVD store.
Yeah. Redbox.
Oh, they're on every corner, these DVD stores. Oh, yeah.
I'm still around.
I'm taking all my money out of Alibaba.com and putting it into DVD stores.
Redboxes, I see people at them all the time.
Walmart, Amazon still sells DVDs.
Netflix is just a fad.
That won't catch on.
No.
Passing.
You think somebody will
Who wants to actually sit on their couch and change what they're watching? I mean, I like to get up and get my exercise, change that disc out, and then wait, loading, wait, didn't work, eject, blow on it, put it back in. I like that.
Can't fast forward through the previews.
Yeah.
Convenience is overrated.
Do you think
but Netflix with the buffering and the downloading and all that crap, that's convenient.
It's very convenient.
Oh, yeah. If you have a slow stream, buffering, the pausing, that circle thing going, psh, psh,
I hate that.
That's because Dieter pays like. First,
don't even say it.
And Dougie have the worst internet connection in the world.
Sure, you pay out the ass to get the top one. People don't do that, Robert.
I don't have buffering problems.
Yeah,
but
you're paying $200 a month for internet. That's insane. Maybe more.
$200.
Then what is it?
That is Snitz that's paying. I don't know what this guy's doing. We're paying Snitz too much money. He's paying $200 for the internet.
No, I'm paying $100.
Oh, God.
I have six people in the house using internet.
Okay, I get that. But Rover's by himself watching porn and Wikipedia all day. You think he needs to pay $150 a month?
I don't pay $150 a month.
You have to pay one. You don't pay $150
for internet.
Before. Yes, Rover.
And cable and everything?
Yeah, for cable and internet, I probably pay $200 a month. But that's because I have every channel on cable. which is so stupid. I'm such an idiot.
You never watch any of
it. I never watch any of this stuff. It's like the where I live. I live on a golf course. I haven't played golf in probably 6 years. And B2 keeps telling me, why are you a full golf member? You pay all these dues.
It is dumb.
You could drop down to a social member. It's like a 25% of the cost. I said, I don't know.
Just change maybe it.
Maybe I'll start playing golf next week. Here's someone. What days will you guys be in Binghamton? I don't know. What days are we going to be in Binghamton? Sure.
So you'll be live from Binghamton on Thursday, August 3rd, and Friday, August 4th. The festival is Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All right.
So that's when you arrive on Thursday. I think you're going to go on Thursday to a baseball game.
Oh, all right.
They made the huge mistake of having somebody throw out the first pitch.
Who, Charlie? Oh, that's a disaster.
I wish they asked Charlie to do it. Unfortunately, the host of the show is going to throw the first pitch.
Oh, all right. Let's do this.
Thursday night. Oh, it's going to be bad.
Let's do this.
I didn't want to tell him that you have a horrible record with throwing out first.
Second chances.
Third.
75 chances. Yeah.
Third chance.
It's going to be bad.
75. Do it.
All right. Snitz is going to be my catcher with no patch, nothing. How about that there, big balls?
Charlie's used to being catcher.
You do have to practice.
Oh, I'll bring a glove.
No, you need to practice.
No, I'll bring a glove. I'll let B2 catch for me.
Are you chewing gum still?
That's right. Trying to get rid of your seeds. I'm all in my teeth.
Jesus.
You ever seen those denture commercials where people get seeds? I haven't seen those denture commercials in a long time. Do people not get dentures anymore?
Polygrip?
Yeah, Polydent or Polygrip or whatever it was.
Sure, they get. There's so many new techniques and things that people do for their teeth. You know what? My daughter is going for an assessment for braces.
Already?
Really?
Look at him young. Right? She's almost 8.
She's 7.
But she's lost all of her teeth?
Almost. It's an assessment before the braces to where her bottom, the back isn't closed, and they might do something before the braces. Holy crap.
Oh, yeah.
She's grown up way too fast.
It's better to get them earlier than later.
I agree.
How much is that going to cost? Does insurance pay for all that?
Not all of it. No, I'm sure. Just a little bit of it.
Todd writes.
Jesus.
Todd writes, please don't use my name on the air. Okay.
Hey, Todd.
Sorry. We didn't use his last name. How about that? Please don't use my name on the air. Dieter, I am 6'4", and I just weigh in at 290 pounds. I'm 47. My muscle mass is dwindling and turning into a sack of bubble gum. I've got to change. I'm getting back into gym and exercise. If you were in my situation, what would be the supplements and steroids you would consider to help turn stuff around? FYI, nothing is off the table. He wants it all.
Wow.
He wants the good stuff.
I have the perfect place for him to go to.
Talk
AffinityWholeHealth.com. Well, they have every single supplement that you want. And it's perfect for a guy. He's 47,
yes.
290, perfect client. Perfect. You walk in the door and it's doctors there. They'll get you on a plan, man. You'd be feeling like $1 million, get ripped, lose fat.
Now, let's say he wants to go a different, more of a an underground route.
Like the black market?
That's right. Wow. Black market.
Okay. You want to risk that?
Well, I'm just saying it. He was the one asking,
right.
Not me.
I mean, that's the legitimate way is where I told you. If you want to go black market, just go online. I mean, you don't know what the hell you're going to get in the mail, but...
But do you ask for something specific?
Oh, DECA.
DECA, uh-huh. That's it?
Yeah.
And what is that?
That's the good stuff.
That's, uh-huh.
What is it do?
What is it exactly?
Is it, well... It's something they'll put on mass, and get you jacked, man. If you don't care about health benefits, you know, you don't care about what it's going to do to your body in the long term, just get on DACA, man. That's all you need. Four letters, D-A-C-A.
Isn't that DACA?
No, it's DECA, D-A-C-A, D-E-C-A.
What did I say,
D-A?
Yes, you did.
Oh.
Well, that's what it does to your brain, yeah. Right there.
It'd be D-O-A after you take it for a long time.
This is your brain.
You don't mind.
This is your brain on DECA.
How illegal is it to take this stuff?
Wait, if you actually go to a place with doctors? No. It's completely illegal. Oh, just buy it off the black market? They say it's illegal. If you're just doing it,
they say it's a felony, but come on.
Is it like a felony, or is it more you'd be in trouble if you were in like Major League Baseball and you were taking this?
Oh, no, dude. That's like a...
It's big time?
Yeah.
If this is personal use, I think you'd be okay.
It.
Right. I think you'd be okay. If you have like tons of vials. Remember Stallone got caught at an airport with like 100 vials of HGH?
Mm.
That. And he even got off. He didn't go to jail or anything for that.
It's also...
He has probably paid $1 million to his attorney, though.
Yeah, I just think if you just have a little bit, they're going to turn the other. You know, how are they going to do it? Have a warrant for your place, they happen to see a vial or something? You got to have a lot of it to get in trouble.
Is the U.S. military allowed to take steroids?
I don't think so.
Why not? Why can't they use steroids?
Oh, there's some people in the military for sure taking that. Should you get the edge?
Shouldn't they? Like, create super soldiers?
Rage out. Well, I saw China starting to do that now, where... They had these...
China!
They're breeding these dogs, and they genetically modify them, and they have twice the muscle mass as regular dogs.
China!
And we're afraid that...
China!
China is going to do that with humans, and they're going to start breeding super soldiers.
China!
Oh my God, that's a good one.
So if they double the size, they'll be like a normal-sized human being now.
China... Those China. Little soldiers, we don't have anything to worry about with those guys.
Okay.
China!
Well, China!
Yeah, we'd be worried about that China. China! But not the...
China.
China.
Yeah.
China.
Yeah, not worried about that China.
China!
Oh.
What's the best one you got?
China!
I thought that was another one. It was like a high...
China! 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 China, China, China.
Oh, yeah. This is what we do with our time. We got up Donald Trump saying China.
China.
Wouldn't you like to have that job?
And farts.
What are you doing? You getting into your cubicle today? Don't you wish you could come work here and cut up fart sounds in China?
China.
Eric writes... Hi, guys. I'm the drummer in the live karaoke band you sang with on Thursday night. I'm dying over here watching coverage of our karaoke show. I had no idea you guys were all radio personalities. I love it. I'm so glad we were on our best behavior. I love playing Summer of 69 with Jimmy. He's a great guy.
That's so great. You don't know his name.
I think that's okay. Jeffrey, not Jimmy.
That's okay.
We're still new in Grand Rapids. Still getting to, you know, it takes a while to really catch up.
It's okay.
You know why he was thinking of Jimmy?
Why is that?
Jimmy's that kid on South Park, the mentally handicapped guy in the crutches. That guy's name is Jimmy, so he associates Jeffrey with that Jimmy.
Jesus.
Jimmy!
Whatever.
And he says that he loved the Party in the USA guys. That would be Charlie and Nads. Or Chester and Ned.
That's okay.
Here's Jimmy from South Park.
Yes, that's what he was thinking of. That's what Jeffrey looks like.
Fine and dandy.
And they want to know if they can have a link to put on our website. Oh, sure. That's fine. Do we have to generate something?
Coming right up.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Dominique writes, Yo, Rover, my husband and I have been listening to your show religiously for 8 years, and we are day one RMG Plus subscribers. Your complete dismissal of Pokemon Go as a nerd and loser thing is so infuriating. My husband Roger and I play daily and enjoy strategizing and walking together playing this game. How is something that gets you out of the house to walk, socialize with other people you're raiding with, and have a great time strategizing how to take down rival gyms and raids nerdy? It's a fun hobby. Sorry we can't all buy Star Trek uniforms and display them in our homes. Don't act like all these Pogo players are virgins. A lot of them that I know are super freaky swingers who are into a lot of fun fetish activities. Maybe it's not your cup of tea, but don't be so quick to dismiss people as virgin nerds. My husband and I have lots and lots of sex. We're both high-level Pokemon Go players, too. Well, Dominique, sorry.
It's still nerdy.
I didn't mean to imply that it was nerdy. I meant dorky, really.
Oh, God.
Congrats,
Dominique.
On the sex, Dominique.
Stop.
Here's their picture.
There they are.
They're cute.
She has a chain around her neck. What is he? Does her husband lead her around on a chain?
I'm not sure.
And is that Pikachu there?
There's a couple Pikachus.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Did you add those, Snitzer?
No, that was in the picture.
What's that mushroom head in the... Oh, it's an egg.
Ash is down there, yeah. Everything.
What? Who? Huh?
Ash, the lead Pokemon guy.
The little boy.
Trainer.
Oh.
The,
boy? Okay.
The star.
Didn't even know.
All the Pokeballs. That's a Pokeball, not an egg.
Oh, what's inside of that gooey stuff?
Did I send you that, Snitz?
Yeah, it was on email.
And I forwarded that to you?
Yes.
Corey writes, "Yo, Rover, you need to start punishing Jeffrey. It was funny when he would come in and talk without turning on the mic, but enough is enough. It's getting old, please. From now on, when he runs into the studio and starts talking with the mic off, just move on and start your next segment or ask for someone else's opinion. You'll never learn because the show allows them to continue making the same mistakes over and over and over and over again. Also, I suggested a long time ago to take control of the speaker on Skid Row so he can't turn it down whenever a parody starts playing. Any more thought on that?"
That's a good point.
Yeah, but there's really no way for us to do that with that speaker out there. You'd have to super glue the knob or something, or take the knob off.
But we need to turn that speaker down sometimes.
Yeah, we do. Because when the aftermath is on, and they're talking about all the gay sex they like to have in graphic terms, and some executive or a client walks down that hallway, Doogie?
Yo.
What do we have coming up in the shizzy?
There's a lot going on. We have to talk about, I feel sorry for Jeff Sessions. Do you? And what the things that President Trump are saying about somebody on his own team. Did you see the latest tweet from this morning?
I didn't see this one.
I'll tell you what it is. And what do you do if you're Sessions? Do you get fired? Do you resign? I'll tell you the latest tweet next.
We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Now, as the White House continues to face serious questions,
would you rather listen to that or this?
Would you rather have penises for fingers or nipples on your butt cheeks?
I choose the second one. And for the record, it's nipples on my butt cheeks. Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Would you put a microchip into your arm to go to work? Would you do that, Rover? What that microchip would do, I'll tell you the details next.
All right. We will get to that in just a moment. Ron in Binghamton, New York, here on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Rover. What's up?
Yo, what's happening, my man?
I just wanted to tell you... yesterday was my birthday, and I've been telling my since you guys said you were coming to Speedy Fest, I've been telling my girlfriend that I was going to sneak in. so I could meet you guys. She decided to hide money on me, and she went and bought Speedy Fest tickets specifically so I could meet you guys.
Aww, what a great, sweet.
What a great girlfriend.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
She's the best. So, don't let Dieter meet her, because Dieter will steal her away from you.
Yeah.
Sounds hot, yeah.
For sure.
What do you know what day you're going to be down there so I can make sure, like, meet you guys?
Friday and Saturday.
Both at Speedy Fest? Both days? You're positive? Dish?
Where you're going to be at the booth or the times.
You know this for sure? Don't tell them wrong info if it's not 100% confirmed.
This is a big thing for me.
That's right.
The specifics we'll get next week as you guys head out there, because they're mapping everything out, but they have a booth, so they'll have you over there, and you can talk. You'll talk about it too. You're going to be broadcasting.
They might throw out this first pitch. I guess
Thursday night, start
warming up the old shoulder here. You know,
Thursday night.
Yeah. Look for a guy with red dragon tattoos on his hand. That's me.
All right, red dragon tattoos on his hand. So, well, there's probably not too many guys running around with that, I'm guessing. So. We'll be able to pick them out. All right, Ron, thank you. We'll see you in a short period of time. Thanks, my man. Kiss that girlfriend. What a great girl. Are you ready for the shizzy doozy?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hit the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
I think Charlie and Nads might head over to Youngstown today to go see President Trump. Is that true?
Got a big day ahead of us.
Yeah.
Wow.
The president will be in town, and he leaves Washington this morning. He's going to rally some support in the state of Ohio. So good luck to you guys out there with all those people. Holy Moses. You nervous? Are you going to...
You're going to say you're against Trump?
I don't think I'm going to talk to anybody. What do you mean?
Oh.
Okay.
Well, you should. You're so vocal on the radio. You should do it at these events.
Why would I do that?
You know? Well, be a man. Both you guys.
No, I'm good.
Just going to make America great again?
Yeah, I'm just going to go watch him. It's still the president. You still want to see the president.
Sure.
Live
and
in person. That's pretty cool. Actually, Neil, who was on the show yesterday, he had tickets, and he said he couldn't go, so he gave us the tickets. So.
Good. Speaking of the president,
want Neil to show up at one of these rallies.
He's an Indian stand right guy. Behind Trump.
There's Pokemon located everywhere in Youngstown.
Speaking of,
by the way, Neil, that sales guy yesterday, I thought that guy was pretty interesting.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he had some crazy stories to tell there, and he's really into that Pokemon and Nintendo and all that nerdy stuff. But
it's his life.
He seemed like a nice guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go on, dude.
Speaking of the president, he tweets this morning, 56 minutes ago, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has taken a very weak position on Hillary Clinton crimes. Where are emails and DNC server and intel leakers? He is not going to let up on this guy. So what do you do if you're Jeff Sessions? And why doesn't like him? Because of the whole, I recuse myself from Russia?
Choice but to recuse yourself from the Russia investigation. It's an investigation into the Trump campaign, and Jeff Sessions was, wait for it, on the Trump campaign.
So why is Trump mad?
You have to do that. Who knows? I don't know. Because of that, I guess. But.
Well, there's rumors that Sessions, whether the president asks for his resignation or if Sessions... I mean, what do you do if you're him? Do you just say, Jesus, God, I'm on your team, enough is enough?
I think you just ignore it.
Really?
Yeah, just keep going on. Don't worry about it.
Rumors that Rudy Giuliani was going to replace Sessions.
That's what we need.
But then Rudy said, I agree with Sessions. I would have recused myself as well. You had to. And then there were rumors that Ted Cruz might go on board and be the attorney general. And then Ted released a statement saying, nope, I am fully devoted. I am not doing that. I'm devoted to
That guy
Texas.
Goes back on his word all the time. Donald Trump said his wife was ugly and his father shot JFK, and he did a 180 on that and got on the Trump train. So
got on the telephone and make calls to people.
That guy is a complete... I wouldn't believe a thing that used car salesman says.
Okay.
Speaking of Trump, did you see the lady standing behind Trump yesterday?
Oh, I didn't want
with
to say
these eyebrows?
Oh, you did see that?
What the hell is going on with this?
Okay, I didn't know if that was
now,
mean.
There's a photo of this.
She drew these
woman.
On.
And
can you see her
still doing it? Yeah, I saw it.
It's a woman who, I mean,
she looks mad, right?
I don't know what happened.
Concerned. That's a concerned look.
I don't know what happened to her eyebrows.
See, is that a wig?
I bet we're probably going to hear some story like she's a cancer patient and that's a wig, or her eyebrows fell out. Yes. They had to draw on these eyebrows.
An eyebrow transplant that went wrong or something?
No.
But still, you could still draw on better eyebrows than that,
exactly.
Right?
Oh, I feel bad. I feel bad. They're really...
It's like a cartoon character. They just... They're very, very narrow, and they go straight up and then to the left.
Like hockey sticks.
That's exactly what they look like. I cannot explain that. I don't know what it is. I'm guessing that today we will somehow find out. It will probably be a sob story. We'll all feel really bad. Go on.
Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, he's going to move forward with a plan to hold a vote on repealing the Affordable Care Act today. But the problem is, it's still not clear what will be in the bill. We don't know what it is or whether they're going to have enough votes to pass. And the president is making it very clear. You're not on board with this team if you don't move forward with
this. Did you
this.
Say they are going to vote today?
We don't know. Oh, they don't even know what's in the bill. So they're going to reveal it, and we
don't
know.
This is a new bill? How many times? How many bills do they have?
This is the same bill. This is.
But you said that they don't know what's in it. I mean,
correct.
But they released that a week or two ago.
No.
What do you mean, no?
They might have changed some things. What they are going to be presented with today,
yeah.
They don't know what it is.
Oh, read it.
All right.
Well, when's it going to be released? I mean, I'm correct in this, right?
I think she might be reading last Tuesday's
news. No, I swear to you. I swear to you. So we will see what happens with that. And then we'll have John McCain back today. He was recently diagnosed with an aggressive type of brain cancer, but that's not going to stop Senator McCain. He's going to return to Washington to participate in the planned vote for the Republicans' health care plan. So he was spending some time in Arizona to recover from the procedure that he had done. In Wisconsin, what do you think about this? The company announced that they're planning to install microchips in their employees, but they're insisting it's not a GPS tracking. So, you know, when we have key cards to get into the building and we have to log into our computers or keys to get into a studio or whatever, if you get this microchip implanted in you, all I do is I wave my hand and I get in the building. Or if I want to get something from a vending machine, I wave my hand, the microchip.
I love this idea.
Allows to do it.
You would do that?
I think I would too.
It had all that convenience. I think so.
I think I would too.
You wouldn't trust it. They say it's no GPS, but and what if it just takes over your whole body? Is something
foreign?
What if it, like a hacker gets into your body, Rover, with this microchip, makes you kill somebody?
I don't think it can do that.
I don't think that
we
that's
don't
possible,
know. We don't know the technology of these things yet.
Mm-hmm. Each chip costs $300, and the company will pay for them. So the chip.
I'm so
users...
sick of logging in. I even have LastPass, which is a password manager. Passwords still suck. It's just so tedious. I even have it set to log in automatically. It just blows. Get rid of passwords. And
you have a gazillion of them, though.
I know.
I don't know how you remember all of them.
I don't. I let LastPass do it.
And then this was a news alert on my phone yesterday. Justin Bieber, he's bailing on his believers. He's not completely honest with all of the reasons that he's quitting the tour. He said everything's fine, but they released a statement saying, you know what? He's done. He's not going to finish.
Unforeseen circumstances.
Yep. Not going to finish the
rest.
What
are those? He's out. They saw him. I think he was out on the beach surfing or something. And he's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Big deal.
23 years old. He said that he felt exhausted by working one every 5 days. Give me a break. I did. When I saw it, well, he has been touring for a long time. I mean,
that's what makes his money.
Well, stop. He doesn't need any more money, but don't make the tour that long. You know what I mean?
Well, he extended the tour.
Well, then
he started touring
it.
Over a year ago, and then he extended the tour recently and then canceled it.
Yeah.
Should have just not extended it.
And
a lot of disappointed.
I saw him
12-year-olds.
Over a year ago. I saw him when he first started. I mean, I even said how he just phoned it in. Like, he was just bored by it. He wasn't doing all the moves. He just was like,
I think he should take a break.
I think so, too.
They put this guy on every song now, too.
I know.
Remember we used to... Just about 2 years ago, we used to be able to say, Justin Bieber, what has he had, like two hit songs?
Baby.
Every song. People are, even these, even Mexican song or Spanish or whatever, Puerto Rican, whatever, that Despacito. He doesn't even speak the language. You go, put Justin Bieber on this. Let's do it.
Oh, it's a huge hit. It's a song in the summer.
And he wasn't even on it at first. They go, let's just, we already have a hit song. Let's put Justin Bieber in it. Why not?
You're right.
I heard he wanted to start his own church.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's why he's coming off the road.
Get the hell out.
He's finding his faith again. He wants to start his own believer following mega church.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Did you see he got banned from performing in China?
China.
Where?
China.
China!
Yes, he did.
For what?
Last time he was there, he had his shirt off the entire time, which is incredibly disrespectful.
Yeah.
And if you remember, there was a picture of him being carried up the Great Wall by his bodyguard. And that's that's a service only allowed for the Emperor of China.
I did that to Charlie. I carried Charlie up the Great Wall.
Your knees would buckle.
It's adorable.
There you go.
Man, we almost died going up the Great Wall, Charlie and I. We were in China, and we go, we were at the hotel. I think it was our last day there. We go, we got to hit this Great Wall, and they're like, oh, no, no, this
it's closes. It's an all-day event. You got to start at 8 a.m.
You got to go in the morning, and I go, what time does it close? They go, 4 p.m. I go, what time is it now? They go, 2:45, but it's an hour away. We go, oh, that sucks. So we walk away and we're walking through the lobby. What are we going to do? And we, get, and we go, you know what? Let's just get a camera. Let's go out there, man. So we get out there. It's 5 minutes until the Great Wall closes, but they sell us a ticket. And then, and once you're in, you're in.
So we walk up the Great Wall and there's,
so
nobody.
Normally there are like vendors selling you drinks. It's like 150 degrees there and vendors. There's food and drink. Oh, no. Charlie and I were the only people on the Great Wall, period.
So and much so that they closed the door. As soon as we walked in, they closed
they
the
close
gate.
They close like this door, like you're at Hot Topic in the, at the mall and it's closing and they bring that metal gate down.
Well, how did you get out?
We had to walk, because we tried to walk, we were going to walk back down through the entrance, because we started seeing, wow, that's a lot of walking. We had to walk to the other end of the Great Wall, which, is, of course, this is not through the other.
We didn't know what the Great Wall was. We thought, like, you just get on top of the wall, and you walk around on top of it. Like in cartoons. It's just a giant wall, and then it's flat on the top, and you can walk around up there. No, that's not what it's like at all. It's a million steps.
Yes.
And the steps are, like, 2.5 feet tall.
Up to your knee.
Mm-hmm.
Each one's up to your knee. And you're actually climbing it the entire time.
In order to get out, we had to
walk
all the
way through it. Like, you couldn't just, we were going to just walk back down, like, wow, this is way more stairs than I'm
ready
for.
And both of us are dying. We're like, dude, I think, like, if I have a heart attack, just leave me here. You go on. Tell my story.
tell my story.
My God, it was unbelievable.
There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
I believe that this is the most streamed song ever in the history of the world now, online. Read that the other day. I saw an article. I don't even know how this is possible. It said that there were, in one weekend, I think it was, 20 million radio airplays of this song.
Now,
I don't know how you do the math on that. 20 million in one weekend. If you think about that, I mean, I don't know how many radio stations there are in the country, but that means they're playing this song like every 10 minutes, each station. It's unreal, that
song. Well, what formats would this be acceptable? So Spanish, like Kiss FM.
Spanish, top 40.
So it's,
yeah, I mean, I don't know what
soft
else.
Rock, no. So really only three formats.
I don't know, but I can tell you that I was listening while I was setting up stuff on the bus. I would have the iHeart website streaming, iHeartRadio.com, and I would just put on one of their stations, like a top 40 station, Z100 in New York or Kiss FM in Los Angeles, just to play some audio through it. through the system. And then if I needed to listen, is it still working? I'd, you know, every 10 minutes, that song comes on constantly. It's got to be, it used to be that a song would be in heavy rotation. It would play every 3 hours, 3.5 hours. Then they like 10, 15 years ago, they go, no, this is, it's not, we're gonna bump this up to an hour and a half. And now
I
would estimate that it's probably, you're right, probably every 65 minutes they play that song. It's incredible.
This is my daughter's favorite song. She said she wants to try out an American...
Well, she is Mexican.
Looks like it.
She wants to try out an American Idol singing this song.
Does she even speak Spanish?
Nope. She just mumbles.
Yeah, I don't know any of the lyrics of this song.
I know Puerto Rico.
And Paquito, Paquito.
That's, we know that
what
one.
What does Paquito mean? I know, tiny. No, that's Pequeño.
No, Paquito is small.
Tiny. Oh, so, okay. Pequeño is small then, right?
No.
No.
What's Pequeño?
I don't know what that is.
I think that's also small.
Yeah, Pequeño
is Paquito
small.
Is smaller?
I don't know what Pequeño is. Sounds like potato.
Paquito is little bit. And Pequeño is, I don't even know how you spell that.
It means small.
Thank you. See, I was paying attention in Spanish. Smaller, you guys don't know what the hell they're talking about.
The only way I know a little bit of Spanish is from working in restaurants.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Cooks would yell at me.
So they'll ask you, habla español, and you say,
poquito.
Yeah. Un poquito.
And then they would swear bit. And say very graphic words. I know those.
Can't say. You probably get all those wrong, too. She doesn't know what the meaning of those things are.
I had to ask. I was not happy once I found out.
Do you remember that there was a story here where there was a story, and I told you about this. I go, remember this guy? I said, I think this guy might still be in jail. I don't know if he is or not, but his trial just started yesterday. His name is Joshua Gaspar. There was a state trooper, and he was on the freeway here, and he was pulling over speeders, and he had a radar gun, and right when this happened, he got hit and killed and by this guy, this Josh Gaspar, I think is his name. He's like 37 years old. And immediately when this happened, they go, oh, this guy was high on drugs, and he killed this state trooper. Just totally high out of his mind. That turned out to be absolutely not true. But it made everyone hate the guy right off the bat. Now, don't take what I'm saying. I mean, I feel bad that this guy was hit and killed. This trooper, Kenneth Velez was his name. So he was struck by this car and was killed. But I immediately said, I see this. This is people in other states couldn't believe it. I see these highway patrol guys go out into the middle of the freeway. Now, you probably, if you're listening to us on a station that is elsewhere, you're not familiar with what this I-90 where I'm talking about. Or I-90 is big. I mean, just imagine
across,
I-90. Right, it
yeah.
goes across a long I-90 in your area at the biggest, at the most busy part of it. We're talking about an area that's probably four lanes each way. And I would routinely see guys park their car in the shoulder, the left-hand side shoulder, and they would get their radar gun out, and then they would get you, and in order to pull you over, they wouldn't get back into their car and jump in and chase you down. They would, this is not a joke, this is real, they would walk out into the middle of the freeway. As cars, you know, they're whizzing. Cars are going 65. I mean, it's probably 60 miles per hour is the speed limit there. But yeah, come on, we know what people do. And I think this guy was going like 75 miles per hour, and everybody's like, "Oh, he's speeding." Okay, a lot of people have done 75 miles per hour in that stretch, okay? It's not like he's doing 120. Anyhow, so the guy, my understanding is this, his trial just started.
Okay.
That's why I'm bringing this up.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you my understanding. Let me take a break.
Okay.
And I'll tell you my understanding of it and just what people have called in and told me. Now, who knows? This is Josh Gaspar. He could be the worst dude in the world. I don't know this guy. Maybe there's more to this. I don't know. That's what we have trials for. But I'll tell you what I know and what I have heard. And what has been told to me by eyewitnesses and other people that are familiar with the investigation. And I think that this guy's getting a raw deal.
But that's why we have a trial. And like you said, I mean, I feel bad that this man, this cop is dead.
I don't know if he should have been charged in the first place.
But everywhere I looked, it said he was on drugs. So all the news stories were wrong?
Yes. He was on methadone. He had a methadone treatment earlier that morning.
Here's the article.
14 minutes before he got in the car.
Gaspar was originally accused of being under the influence of drugs at the time of the crash. But a doctor who examined him said that he tested negative for all drugs of abuse.
What's this methadone? Is it to get off drugs?
He had taken prescription methadone earlier that day. I don't know where you got 14 minutes from. I don't know. What does methadone do to you? And do they tell you not to drive on it? Is that illegal? I don't know what methadone does.
Robert, I just sent you a story. It's a little
Someone
more
will
detailed.
Have to explain that to me. Look, maybe the guy is at fault. I don't know.
You know what methadone is, though, right?
They take that for people who are on heroin addicts, right?
Correct. Get them off heroin. They send them to methadone clinics.
And does it give you a little bit
and
of a
what
high?
Does it do? I'm curious. Let me take a break. You can tell me. 866-YO-ROVER. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Motley Crue.
You chose us as your family? Who are you raised by? Jerry Sandusky?
Hey, can we take a shower together this morning?
Welcome home. You're safe with us.
Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, I was telling you that this trial is starting. The jury selection was yesterday. I don't know how long this trial is going to take. And very curious to see how this turns out because we've talked about this. There was a state trooper that was hit and killed on the main highway here. About four lanes each way where this accident took place. And the initial report was that the driver who hit the trooper was high on drugs, but that turned out to not really be accurate. I guess he was took a dose of methadone. He was a recovering heroin addict or whatever else you take, opioids.
Opioids, yeah.
I guess, I guess it could be anything, not necessarily.
I guess they use it for chronic pain, too.
I know, but he was... This was for an addiction, an opioid addiction. I think this guy, this driver, had been popped for drug stuff in the past, and that's probably what led to speculation that he was, well, he must be high now. Anyhow, so unfortunately, this trooper was hit and killed, and I just from the time that I saw this, I said, I want to pay attention to this case because. I have a feeling this guy could be railroaded. It's tragic that a state trooper was struck and killed. But I had people call into the show and tell me, and I've witnessed this with my own two eyes. The first time probably more than 10 years ago. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. It was a highway patrol guy or a cop or whoever it was. I was driving down the road, and I actually was pulled over for speeding. This was like 15 years ago. And driving down the freeway, and he gets out into the freeway, into the lane, into my lane.
Middle of the lane.
Middle of the lane, and is like pointing at me like he's pissed at me, like I just, like I'm a little kid and I'd done something wrong. He's pointing at me, you, pull over. And he's in the fast lane of the freeway.
This happened to me 2 years ago. Has everybody else here experienced the pointer?
Everyone.
I got pulled over by him.
It's not just one pointer. It's a...
The pointers.
It's a... I don't know if it's acceptable tactics on whatever these police forces, whether it's the highway patrol or local police forces, but it's not uncommon. I haven't seen it since this happened, actually.
This was 2 years ago for me.
Yeah.
Is this prevalent in other parts of the country?
I've lived all over the country and have been all over the country. I've never, ever seen anything like that before. Maybe it does happen. I don't know. But, I mean, to walk right out into the middle of the freeway where cars are traveling at 65 miles per hour or more is an incredibly dangerous thing. Now, so I said, I don't know for sure, but if this guy was hit and he was standing in the freeway, then I don't think you charge someone. I mean, you don't expect to be driving. I don't care if you're doing 75 or 55 or whatever. You don't expect for a human being to be out in the middle of the freeway. So I said, if that's the case, I don't know how you charge this guy.
If it wasn't a cop, would he have been charged? Would it have been an accident?
Well, if he wasn't a cop, no, because they would have said, well, you can't, no,
what are you doing
pedestrian
in the
can't be out in the middle of the freeway.
This is how it started, is I told my story about the pointer. We talked about this literally 2 weeks before this accident happened.
I don't even think it was 2 weeks. I think it was the day before, if I remember correctly. I think you told a story. I told a story. We told stories about the pointers. And I think it was either a day or 2 days before this actually happened. And then this accident happened. And I said, if this guy was out in the middle of the freeway, and my understanding is that he pointed at a car. That car, you know, a speeder, that car slowed down, just like all of a sudden, just like put on its brakes in the freeway. Probably because they're like, holy God, there's a person in the freeway, if this trooper was in the freeway. And this Josh Gasper guy, or whatever his name is.
Casper, they say.
Well, it's spelled with a G.
Why I know, that's what I told this
Casper.
Guy.
That's stupid. Yeah. If that's how you pronounce his name, it's wrong. I'm telling you the right way to pronounce your own name.
All right.
His car was behind the speeding car, I guess, and he swerved because he was going to, you know, this guy slams on the brakes. Speeder slams on his brakes. This guy swerves to go around. Now, I don't know if he left the lane. I don't know the exact details. And he hit this guy, this state trooper. But I'm going to tell you that people who witnessed this accident called in at the time and said that the guy was in the highway. And I talked with someone who is intimate with the investigation who told me the same thing, that he was in the highway. He was in the highway. If that's true, and this is what we have trials for, but if I'm on that jury and they go, you know, we got to charge this guy because he hit the trooper who was walking around in the highway. I go, not guilty. Not guilty. How do you do that? That could be any of us. Any of us could have done that same thing. Unless I'm missing something. Unless this was so egregious that this driver swerved across four lanes and this trooper was on the shoulder of the road and got whacked. Then, of course, you charge.
In this article, it says there's a car stopped in front of him, and he swerved off the road and hit the trooper.
So he swerved left into the shoulder?
But you have to be careful with these articles. If you Google this, it says that the guy was high on drugs, too. The first day. And the headline is, man accused of hitting trooper was high on drugs. That's the headline.
Sure.
No, why was there a car stopped in the highway?
It's the speeder. The speeder goes, holy God, there's someone out in the highway, slams on his brakes.
Oh.
And the car behind him has to swerve. Because you know how it is on the freeway. People are going, you know, someone slams on their brakes in the middle of the That's what it says in the article. I read the same thing. But I've had eyewitnesses, and I had someone familiar with the investigation tell me that's not true, that the guy was in the highway. The trooper. If that's the case, I just don't know how you can charge anyone with that. Lou, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Lou.
Good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, I had a personal experience with that, with a pointer.
Yes, go ahead.
So, you know, I mean, I guess I could consider myself an avid speeder. And like you, have been all over the country. I mean, some cops in states out of Ohio know me on a first-name basis.
Oh, jeez.
And I've never seen that, ever. Except for, it wasn't 90, it was 480. And he was out of the car using a laser gun. And as soon as he clocked me, he just walked out. Didn't sprint, didn't jog, just walked casually. And I'm going about 76. Stood in dead center of my lane and then pointed at me and then pointed at the side of the road, like motioning for me to pull over.
Yes. I had the same thing happen to me. Yeah.
And the only reason why he got me was because there were six people pulled over. And then there were no other troopers, so I thought, well, that's a lot of them. And then, like, 2 miles up the road, if I wasn't on the ball, I would have creamed the guy.
Mm-hmm. So he made you stop in front of him and pull over, or go past him and pull over?
No, he, like, got in front of me probably about 50 yards and then pointed at me, pointed to the side of the road. I had to swerve over a lane because he was acting like he wasn't going to move. And then I pulled off to the side of the road, probably 20 yards past his cruiser. And this is going to be one of those cases that boils down to two things. If this guy gets a competent attorney, which is jury selection is key, right? I mean, you get a couple people like us on the jury, it's probably going to walk because we're going to sympathize with the fact that, you know, the state trooper was not really being diligent with everyone's safety, especially his own. And then the second part is with the news. You know, he's got a potential libel suit with all these things saying he's doped up when he wasn't. And that might actually chisel his case away. They could say that, you know, his image is tainted and the jury's going to be biased based on false information. I mean,
well, generally, that's what they put this information out there in order to, you know, the first thing when you hear his story, that's what sticks with you. So this is a method used by prosecutors in order to put this stuff out there immediately so that you that guy was on heroin when he hit that guy. Yeah, he was all high. He didn't know what he was. But then, you know, if you find out more info a week later or 3 weeks later, you know, whatever. No one pays attention to that stuff. Look, I don't know. Maybe in this trial, they're going to present evidence and I could have it all wrong. And maybe I'm sitting there. And I go, well, no, you have to convict this guy. Anything is entirely possible. But all I can tell you is that if you are running one of these police forces, don't let your guys out there in the middle of the highway. Don't do it. I cannot believe that is an accepted and approved tactic to just jump out where cars are going 65 miles per hour whizzing by. People are going to get killed. Sooner or later. And unfortunately, it happened in this case. And I guess we'll wait for the details in this trial. Kevin, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Kevin.
Yo.
Yo, what's up?
I just wanted to chime in, too. I've had the same experience out around Beachwood on 271. Like a Sunday morning. I forgot where exactly I had to go, but it was like me and this chick were the only people on the road. It was so early. I was surprised to see a cop at all, but he walked out into the lane, did the point, and we were like right next to each other. I couldn't tell who he was pointing at. And all I kept thinking in my mind is like, if I keep going, is that like considered running from the police?
Yeah,
and
I'm sure it would be.
The conclusion it was worth giving it a try. So I just kept going and he had to get in his car cause she did the same. And you know, fortunately he got behind her. He couldn't pull us both over. So I guess,
you got away.
In fact, I think she was on her phone, so he probably went after her because of that. I wasn't on my phone at the time.
I thought the same thing. My guy pointing, he pulled over the car in front of me.
Yeah,
and then he pointed to me and pulled me over too. Did the double point?
A double
boom,
point.
Boom, boom. Well,
now
boom.
Was this a one-handed double point, or was it like a pair of six shooters?
Not a gunslinger. it was. I think it was the one-handed. You over. You over. So I see that car. She went past him and pulled over. Then I went forward, and I'm like, ooh, I can go right now. And he's probably going to stay with her.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, oh, if he comes after me, that's fleeing. That's a felony. So I'm like, I pulled over.
Couldn't you just say, like, I just didn't see the guy, though?
I was thinking, I'm like, should I just... He's right there because I'm in the fast lane.
Well, by the way, I think that that's a defense. That's a legitimate defense.
You didn't see
if you flee from the police and they have their lights and sirens on.
Of course, you pull over.
But how? What am I?
I've never seen this before.
No cop sign language. I know who they're pointing at and who they're not. I don't think they could get you for fleeing the police.
But he's standing right in the shoulder. Like he was in the
doesn't matter where he's standing. As far as
I don't know
concerned.
What this means.
Right. I mean,
what does this mean?
He goes, pointed. You don't know when I say point and pull over. Nope. You don't know hand gestures.
That was never taught in the driver's manual. I don't know what this is.
And yeah. I had sunglasses on, so I could have been like, I didn't make eye contact with you. I was looking straight forward. Right.
Did he come into the road or was
he
in the shoulder?
He was in the road when he did the pullover. But then as we got closer, he had a step to the yellow line and he was like, go. Like, I flew right past him. If my hand was out the window, I could have gave him a high five.
He was that close.
Yeah, but he's in the lane, and then as you're passing, he'll take a step out of the lane. I mean, it's very dangerous. If you swerve, you'll hit him.
It's a dangerous practice. And
I know.
I've never seen anything like this. It's very common here, and these police departments have got to knock this off.
Would you say it's laziness? Instead of getting in your car and chasing a guy down, you just didn't have to walk to the car. You don't have to do any chasing.
Oh, I'm sure that what would be cited is, well, we've found that it's actually safer to run into the freeway and point at people instead of getting back into our vehicle. And it would be some nonsense like that. But just telling you, this is this is a recipe for disaster. Paul in South Florida, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Rover. I just wanted to point out, down here in South Florida, we have HOV lanes on I-95. It seems like these are a moneymaker for the highway patrol. And at the height of the traffic time, either in the morning or in the late afternoon, the state troopers position themselves in the center, actually the median between the north and southbound.
Right.
And they're pulling over people who are single drivers in the HOV. You can't even use the HOV as a passing lane with no regard to the other traffic. You know, it's more important that they get the violator regardless of how many other motorists they disturb or scare or, you know, all of a sudden you find blue lights or you have officers standing out by their car waving people over. It's definitely a distraction for the...
Yeah, is it worth that money? I get that why you need highway patrol and police, and I get that. I understand that. There are crazy drivers out there. We need law enforcement, but do some of these things, these enforcement... they do it because they want the money,
exactly.
The police departments, but does it cause more trouble and safety hazards than it actually solves? You know,
exactly.
If you're just pulling over guys that are doing 5 or 10 miles over or they're in the carpool lane and
what's an HOV lane?
High occupancy vehicle.
Yeah, the carpool lane.
That's a carpool lane. Right. That's right. Okay.
And Robert, have you ever noticed, I don't know if you have one, but people became gun shy of the HOV lane even during non-HOV hours. So that lane actually becomes isolated. Because you have to actually take a second to think, is it the right time? I'm all by myself. Can I drive in that lane? And you see that with 5 lanes heading north, only 4 lanes are being occupied because, you know, it takes a mental thought to go, oh, no, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I can drive in that lane.
Yeah.
But then at 4 o'clock, if you make a mistake, you're pulled over. It's a $250 ticket.
Right. No, I get it. I just think that this practice should be, especially, do you actually see them jump out into the middle of the lane?
Oh, yeah. They don't even drive their car to come after you. It's more of a, you know, like you said, it's a motion to move over regardless of how many cars there may be or, you know, how difficult it is to go from 70 to zero.
You got to get one of those dummies. When I lived in California, people would put these mannequins in their cars, mm-hmm. and they would drive in the carpool lanes, and they would have, like, I forget what they were called, but Basically just like a mannequin. And if you're driving by, a cop sees it and thinks that there's two people in the car and it doesn't pull you over.
People have done that, and when they get caught, they're not looked upon too lightly. They do get offended by that. So you know,
I can imagine.
But again, it's all about the money, and regardless to the other citizens, they're going to get you because they've got to, you know, I don't know if there's a quota or what, but they have to make their points.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Let me take one more call, and then we'll take a break. We'll get to the news, get to the shizzy. Aaron, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Aaron.
Hi. About 5-6 years ago, my uncle hit and killed a Boston Heights police officer who had stepped out into Route 8 to get debris out of the road, and he was found not guilty because the officer had stepped into the road.
And why did they even charge him in the first place? I mean, think about this. You go through, he's probably charged, and then the trial and all this, probably 2 years out of your life. Why charge the guy? I mean, they knew what the story was at the time.
Right. It was real early in the morning. It was dark. He didn't see him. He stepped out. He, you know, I don't know. Go through the process, but he was found not guilty.
Well, we'll see. Thank you, Aaron. We'll see what happens in this case. And again, we'll see if more comes to light. But I'm just telling you what people have told me who witnessed this the day of. And we talked about this the next day on the air. And they said he was in the highway. I talked to someone who was very familiar with the investigation who told me, he was in the highway. I don't know how you charge someone with that.
We'll find out.
I just don't. I guess we'll find out. We'll keep you informed. Got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to the news, the shizzy. What do you have on the way, Douchey?
Who knew that an actor's mustache would cause so many problems? What's the movie? What's the deal with the mustache? I'll tell you all of the details next.
We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Nads, don't mess this up. 3 DUIs and 1 felony drug conviction later, he's finally off probation.
Charges dismissed.
Watch out, world. No, seriously, watch out for this guy.
I go, like, blind. Just adrenaline pumping. I'm just...
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Douchey?
If you visit the city of Gardner in Maine, you might notice a little less debris along the streets and the sidewalks. I'll tell you why there's no trash around. That story next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. I heard some info. Do you remember that Charlie said that he got, I don't know if Nads was with him or not as well, but do you remember they got a magician for a party that they had, Dieter?
Yeah.
I thought that was very strange. Didn't you?
Yeah.
What grown man gets a magician for
there's
a party?
There's girls there. It was
tons of babes.
It was sweet. We were at a party and this guy was doing
magic. Have you guys ever been to a theme party at all?
Or to a party.
You mean like a toga party or...
What was the theme of this party?
Yeah.
Get drunk and watch a magic show.
It was
show.
April Fool's Day. Let's bring a magician in. Make things disappear. Right?
Yeah, all they make things disappear.
I get like a family party, like Doogie's kid with a magician, but grown men drinking.
That's why it's unique.
A circle and this guy's in the middle of the family room doing tricks.
It was outdoors. It was outside. We're in a driveway. There's beer pong going off to the side.
I get
and,
that.
Everything, and there's a magician there just doing sweet-ass card tricks, and it was awesome. It was really, really cool.
Well, I have some info on this. And Douchey, I wouldn't jump. You said that you have hired a magician for your daughter's birthday party.
Yeah, he was awesome.
I don't know if you want to get this magician. I'll tell you why in just a moment. Are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hit the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
The Pentagon will be called to account on Capitol Hill today, and this is for its pricey plan to outfit Afghan soldiers in uniforms with a private label forest camouflage scheme. and a panel of the House Armed Services Committee will meet. And they're going to get a lot of grilling for wasting millions of dollars on this useless camo. So they're going to have to answer some
Why
questions.
Is it useless? It's
$28 million.
What? What is it? Forest camo? Or
They're
maybe
saying,
we need that.
They found that they purchased this forest camouflage uniforms. They've been doing this 2007 was how long they've been doing this without testing their effectiveness. But why are we wasting all this money? So they're going to appear in front of a panel today to answer those questions.
All right.
Six people were killed 2 years ago when a commuter train smashed into an SUV at a railroad crossing. This is in New York, right outside of New York City. The Metro North train killed the SUV driver and five train passengers. The crash was February 3rd, 2015. So documents from the investigation were made public, but the cause of the crash was never determined. And that may change today when the National Transportation Safety Board, they're set to vote on the investigation's findings. And the crash was the deadliest in Metro North history. All right, in Maine, if you visit Gardner, city there, it's really clean. It's a little less debris along the streets and sidewalks, and that's because dozens of people spent their weekend collecting trash all over town. Who would do that? How nice are you? It's ridiculous, right? Well, when you get free pot, maybe you'll do it. That's the incentive. Free marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
Smoke weed every day.
The owner of Summit Medical Marijuana in Gardner, they said they get all this trash back, and we give them the gift of cannabis.
All right. That's a way to motivate, I suppose.
Is that
legal?
That
pot smokers are lazy, but it just shows if you give them free pot, they will work.
Yep. Is that legal, though, to ask for labor and trade for marijuana? Is it legal there?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I would assume it.
But can you say, like, come paint our building and we'll give you free weed?
Sure, why not? I mean, you're paying...
services.
Yeah, you're paying for services with...
something legal.
Trade.
Yeah. Right, right. So, yeah, absolutely.
We do it here. Start doing it with weed.
Would you smoke weed if it were legal, Dieter?
Yes. I made up my
the
mind.
The only reason you don't smoke weed is because it's illegal, is that right?
Yeah.
Do you? When was the last time you smoked
weed? Oh, boy. Was it in Rochester a few years
Even
ago?
Even you, like Mr. Healthy.
No, I know.
You would smoke this. You would inhale this into your lungs. You're okay with that.
I mean, I want to be a daily guy. I have friends that they paint. They smoke six times a day. They wake and bake. Yeah. Eat at lunch, during it at 3 o'clock, eat all night. And I'm not going to do that, but I mean, a couple days just to kind of watch a movie and relax at night. I smoke a J.
All right.
A 56-year-old man said that he's more alive now that he has 40 pounds of extra flesh removed off of his neck. So this guy from Milwaukee, apparently 13 years ago, went to get a shave at the barber, and he had some cuts. Those cuts didn't heal correctly.
Yeah.
And it resulted in these massive keloids. So
you think those are scars?
Huge. Yeah. Well, it turned into huge, obviously 40 pounds extra flesh. And strangers helped him raise enough money to get those removed.
Yeah, how long ago did it say?
13 years
ago. Why would you wait 13 years? Get that taken care of right away.
He was denied by insurance companies to get it done. So there was a GoFundMe page that raised nearly $27,000 that helped to get him to New York to see a specialist for the two-part procedure. Anthony has pictures.
Here's a warning, because everybody always says I don't give him a warning. It's gross.
Oh wow, man. It looks like it looks like intestines on the outside of his head.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Man, that's crazy. I think the skin just starts growing and growing and growing and doesn't stop growing when you have this.
And this is from a cut?
Yeah, on his neck from shaving.
Oh my God.
The barber shaving him.
Yep.
By the way, Republicans planning to unveil their new health care bill today. It's called the GoFundMe Care bill.
Yes, it'll be a hit.
It's going to replace Obamacare. They're going to repeal that and replace it with GoFundMe.
Jeez. I had a panic attack. In the office, I ran into the studio and I said, oh my God, hoverboards, recall on hoverboards. They start fires. Because Rover gave my daughter, for her 7th birthday, a hoverboard.
Yeah.
And there were issues a while ago, and you said, no, they fixed all the lithium battery issues. They don't cause fires. Everything's fine.
Right.
So I did Google the story, and iRover, they're recalling almost 3,000 hoverboards over concerns that the lithium battery, that the packs pose a risk of catching fire and exploding. So these are the self-balancing scooters, the automatic ones. Now, I do not have an iRover. I did not get that kind. I don't know the name that I got, but I know it's not that.
Chinese knockoff.
Which I just charged it. It scares the crap out of me that that's sitting in my house.
Do you leave the house with it charging?
No.
Don't charge it in your house. Get in your garage or something.
By the way,
my car blows up?
I don't know as if it makes any difference whether it's charging or not. I don't think it has to be charging to blow up.
Oh, the battery can just be sitting? Yeah. Oh, yeah, like on a plane, it will blow up. Just blow up.
Yeah, we've seen videos of one just catching fire going down the street.
You're right. You're screwed.
Does she ride this thing?
Yes.
Has she gotten good?
We fight over it.
What do you mean you fight over it?
I want to ride it.
I'll get you another one. How about that? Get two balls of fire.
Gigi said she puts headphones on Gia and occupies her in a different part of the house.
So I can ride it.
So she can secretly ride it without Gia catching wind of
it. Because the second I get on it, we fight. It's awesome.
So has she gotten good at it?
She does these twirls. She's forward, backwards. She's amazing. It's crazy.
It's great.
Yeah, she loves it.
I was nervous she wasn't going to be able to get a hang of that the first time.
No, as soon as
I set it up for her.
I brought it in and I saw Charlie and he kind of gave me like a little tutorial and how to, you just have to be in control of it. So then I went home and we kind of worked it through. Once you get the hang of it, you're good. She got the hang of it faster than I did. But I'm still nervous it's going to blow up.
Do you let her go outside with it?
We haven't. We've been in the garage and we've been in the house with it.
You don't drive to a park maybe?
I want to. I want to go on it and have her ride her bike.
What kind of safety gear do you put on her?
All I have is a helmet.
Oh, you can't.
That's why
go
I haven't
out.
Gone. I need
cut up her hands and
helmet
stuff.
Helmet in the house?
Yeah. No, oh, not man. In the house. In the garage, we do because it's concrete.
That's lame, isn't it?
No, in the garage, I do because it's concrete, but in the house.
Why not put a helmet on
in
the house?
In the house?
Yeah, but I'll tell you why. Because you're going through and she's going through like where the dining room table is, and that's just a square. You fall,
hit
your
head countertops.
I mean, why not wear a helmet indoors?
It's lame looking. Oh.
But you're telling
you're indoors. Who sees it?
What if a neighbor kid catches her riding there around with a helmet on in the house?
And she's off. She's actually off the hoverboard and is wearing a helmet in the house.
All right.
And then everyone's.
Then you just think you're at the LaRocque household.
All right.
Whatever.
The Discovery Channel claims that people should not be so upset that Michael Phelps didn't race an actual shark in real time because they said.
You only spent 6 months telling us he was going to race
a
shark.
They never said how it would go down. We never promised you it was going to be a real shark. So why are you so upset? They say the show took smart science and technology to make the challenge more accessible and fun. There's no reason why you should be that upset. So they are getting a lot of heat. Michael Phelps is getting a lot of heat. So they had to come out and release a statement saying, look, we never said it was going to be real animal versus human.
You never said CGI shark you're going to race. It was Phelps versus a great white.
Had they said that, what would you have done?
Not watched.
Okay. That's why they don't say it.
Let me see. Here's a promo, I think. I just pulled this up off of YouTube. Let's see what this says.
One trained to be the best since the day he was born. The other has been perfected by evolution. The great white shark meets the greatest of all time. Phelps versus Shark. The battle for ocean supremacy starts Sunday, July 23rd at 8 on Discovery. And watch live on the Discovery Go app.
That didn't look like he was going to race a shark.
It was totally misleading. Dieter's right.
Why not put a CGI shark in that promo? You know?
He was going on late night shows saying, he was like, I was trying to beg them to let me race this shark without a net in between us. Inferring that there's going to be a net in between these guys as they race.
Warner Brothers in DC, they have their entire superhero universe riding on the success of Justice League. So they're doing everything that they can to make sure it comes out right. And that includes another $25 million in reshoots. But there's a major problem. Superman showed up to the set and he had a mustache. So when they do reshoots, Henry Cavill, he was filming another movie. It was actually the sixth Mission Impossible movie when they called him back for the reshoots. For the other movie, he had to grow the mustache.
Yeah.
So now Superman has a mustache. And
doesn't look right.
He couldn't shave. Mission Impossible said, no, you're not shaving. So he now has to have it digitally removed for the Superman movie.
So they say two different studios, the Mission Impossible one and then this Justice League one. The Mission Impossible studio is obviously just trying to stick it to the studio
of
making
course.
This Justice League movie, because let them shave the mustache. It's, think about it. What is the cost of digitally removing a mustache in every frame as opposed to having someone put a fake mustache
on? Fake mustache.
You would never know the difference between his, if 90% of his movie, the Mission Impossible movie, he has his real mustache and then they put a fake mustache on, you'd never be able to tell the difference,
right.
Would you?
No.
$25 million in reshoots. So I'm guessing that includes digitally
removing his mustache.
Yep. Yeah. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Snitch, how long would that... I mean, they have better tools than we have, I would assume. But if you had to take out a mustache on a guy, how difficult of a process is that? Like 20 years ago, it would be painstaking. Now I'm assuming they have things that, but still, this is not some home video that's being made. This is like a blockbuster movie that people will dissect and look at frame by frame. How difficult is that to remove a mustache like that?
Well, it's going to take a team of people, like weeks. You know, it's not just like one little thing. It's like it takes a team of people. You've seen the end credits on like visual effects stuff. It's like hundreds and hundreds of people. It's rotoing out each thing.
This could take millions of dollars, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie, give me the rundown on what happened. So you get... Now, did you hire this magician?
Yeah, saved the clip of when we talked about it.
Is that in today's folder?
Yes.
All right. Here they are. They talk about hiring this magician. This is a little flashback here. From how long ago was this?
This is from April 3rd. We hired him April 1st.
All right, listen to this.
We had like a magic party. We had a party that we hired a magician for, me and Charlie and some friends. And so, yeah, I had a couple there too.
What? Mm-hmm.
What do you mean a magic party?
I hired a magician. We had a party and a
why
magician.
Why would you do that? That's too...
I was thinking about doing that for Gia's party.
I mean, why would you hire a magician?
Who was
it was a joke at first, and then the guy showed up, and he blew our minds. It was one of the coolest things I've ever done.
What's his name?
Gilligan, the magician. Oh. I highly recommend this guy. I mean, it was like a rough crowd. It's like all our scumbag friends.
What kind of a-holes would do that, by the way, too? I'm just wondering. Let's just say
that
the guy didn't blow your mind. Why would you hire someone just with the intent of, let's hire a magician
that
and be a real
mean.
Dick to him when he shows up?
No, I never said we're going to be a dick. We're just going to watch
you. Oh, that was their intention.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So you hire Gilligan the magician.
He shows up. He's super awesome. He's doing all sorts of magic tricks for us and everything.
Yep.
Like card tricks. I don't remember. I can't even describe everything I witnessed that day, but it was a lot. It was hours.
He's cutting open oranges with your card in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then he actually, he liked it so much that afterwards he followed us to the bar, because we went to the bar afterwards, and he continued to do magic tricks. And then I'd say a month ago, the city I live in, they're having like a street festival, and he's walking around. He came and we're playing kickball, and he hung out and did some more magic tricks.
So Gilligan the magician remembered you.
Oh, yeah.
Stalking us.
Yeah. Doesn't have many friends, Rover, so.
No, he's great. He's a really great magician.
All right. And what have you learned about Gilligan the magician now?
Well, there's a news story.
Oh, same guy?
There's a news story.
There's only one Gilligan the magician around here.
What's
here
going on?
Is the news story.
Well, actually, I got to talk to you on camera about this. Got to show you something here. The guy behind the door. Maybe you've seen him performing around town. David Garza, the man behind Gilligan Magic. But you can also find him on the Cuyahoga County website for sex offenders.
Oh.
And he's finding out from the I-team he just got indicted, charged for not telling sheriff's deputies his job or where he's working.
Oh.
Why didn't you register it?
Honestly, it was an oversight on my part, and I will take care of this right away.
The last thing you want to do is take the chance that he's going to take advantage of a situation.
Cuyahoga County prosecutors not buying the bit about a simple mistake. They say Garza has several convictions in Michigan and Ohio for groping or fondling teen girls and young women. Chances are, you know the law says sex offenders have to come to a place like this and tell sheriff's deputies where they live. But the law also says they have to reveal their jobs. Although sex offenders can do any job wherever they can get hired, no restrictions.
He's failing to register his employment so that a parent who wants to look him up online isn't able to see his long history of sexual assaults.
Oh. And I understand their viewpoint that I was trying to hide it or something like that. That's not been the case.
Garza says he now makes his living doing magic tricks, living on Cleveland's west side, performing at bars, festivals, parties. Says he thought he only had to register his job if he had one workplace address. Says he's a new man, but prepared to deal with the fallout from this.
And I'm very, very sorry that I've hurt people in the past, but unfortunately I can't change that, you know. But in the future, I just want to move forward.
Sounds like Nance with his drugs. You know, it's in the past. I'm very, very sorry for it. But in the future, just, you know, feel good. I'm in a good space. just think positive.
When he was doing the magic party for us, he'd mention, he's like, just as long as there's no kids there. And I thought, well, that's strange.
He said that?
Something like that. And then I'm like,
when you
like,
booked him?
Yeah, he's like, I only do adult parties. Only adult parties. Probably because he's not allowed to do
kids. He's a sex offender. So is it possible that he wasn't trying to hide that? I mean, if he's telling you that right off the bat.
Like, he didn't mention that part.
No, he doesn't say I'm a sex offender, but he says, look, I can only do the party if it's an adult party. No kids, right?
Yeah.
To me, that shows that the guy is trying to abide by the terms of his.
Well, when I read this headline,
sex offender thing,
I reached out to Gilligan and said, hey, man, I just saw the news story. You know, I still support you. I don't know exactly what happened or anything, but, I plan on hiring you again. Like, I understand. And he replied and he said, thanks. I appreciate it. I try to be appropriate. And although my crimes didn't involve minors or kids, I grabbed a bunch of college girls' butts in a 2-week period in 1999.
Gilligan's on the phone, actually.
Oh, yeah. So he just wanted a 2-week tear of grabbing girls' butt cheeks. Totally wrong. It's definitely wrong.
Is that true?
Yeah. How could you believe that? He was
You're
in multiple
butt cheek grabber.
Multiple states.
He was on a tear from the 90s, guys, and he's moved on. He served his time, and I
Gilligan, were you a serial butt cheek grabber, or what happened?
Long story. I was trying to hook up with some college girls, and it didn't play out as I expected. And I thought, well,
yeah, you got arrested.
That was.
There's got to be more to the story than that.
I mean, underage girls,
right? I mean, there's got to be more to the story than that.
Teenage over 18, though,
and young girls. It said
barely legal.
Wait a second,
young
women. You can't be underage and over 18 at the same time.
No, teenagers and young women. You're saying young girls. I think it was young women.
It might have said young women.
Give me the whole rundown. So you're trying to hook up with these college girls, you say, and then what happens? Like you're at a party, you're grabbing their ass, or what?
No, I was interacting with them at different places around. I was in Toledo at the time, and different colleges in Toledo and the Southern Michigan thing, which is why it was multiple states.
Okay, right, which is right there on the border, so you get multiple states. Okay, go on.
And I, very wrongly, again, and I take full responsibility, and I caused a lot of emotional harm to these girls because I scared them because they didn't know if I was going to kidnap them and try to rape them or something.
Well, where did you meet these girls? Were you at a house, at a bar, at a party, at a back alley?
College campuses some malls in the area.
Okay. And what would you do? You would just run up and grab a chick's ass from behind, or what would you do?
The first few instances were, I was talking to them, howling at them, and they said, no, they're not going to go out with me or whatever. And again, very terribly, I said, well, cop me a field since I'm here, for my effort.
How old were you at the time?
Did you pull a card from their butthole?
No, not at all. I was 30, 31.
And how old were these girls?
early 20s to mid 20s. Some of them were older than college students, and one I believe was 19.
And
my recollection.
And what I'm just trying to get into your mind here. what? I'm just trying to think here. Like, were you getting off on this? Were you? I mean, what? Why do this? Like, I'm a guy. I've never done anything like that.
Never grab a girl's butt.
If at I a know, party the, if or... I no, sure. If I know the girl or something, and I feel that it's not, you know, she's not gonna freak out or whatever. I never just started talking to a girl at the mall and she's like, "Ew, you're gross," and then just go, "Oh, let me grab your boobs and your ass." Just.
Was it just butt skill again or boobs too?
There was one instance where I grabbed her breast.
Oh.
But the other ones were just butts under their miniskirts.
Oh, under.
Under.
And what do they do when you do this? They flip out and scream or run away? Are they, I mean, what's the reaction?
There were six incidences and... over the 2-week period, and the ones that I would have been talking to, you know, just turned and screamed at me, slapped me, you know. And
now, did you have a this is a serious question. Do you have some sort of mental condition where you went on this 2-week spree and you're grabbing asses and stuff? I mean, this doesn't seem like a normal activity, obviously.
Right. No. I mean, and I'm not justifying or making excuses at all for my behavior. I'm just giving the best reason for my mindset at the time. Bad situation in my marriage, you know, all sorts of stress and things. And so I was trying to, it started off as me just trying to, you know, I don't want to say midlife crisis, feel like I was a man again and have some fun, relive my glory days from my youth and, you know.
How's the so police... get involved then?
Because these chicks have their asses grabbed under their mini skirts and they call 911 and say some old man just grabbed my ass
at the mall. This happened,
right? He probably the first 13 days he runs away, he gets away, but the 14th day they go, oh well, we found him.
On one of the incidents where the lady with a girl had screamed at me and slapped me, mall security guard had seen the altercation and you know, because I just went to my vehicle and drove away afterwards. He got my license plate. And so then they made a report, as they always do. And as the police reviewed the report, a detective came and questioned me about it. And I confessed. I said, yeah, that was me at all the other places.
I don't know what's more embarrassing, grabbing a bunch of girls under their miniskirts or being caught by a mall cop.
Yeah, that.
Did you try escaping the handcuffs?
No, I didn't know escape tricks at the time.
Oh, you gotta learn that.
So, all right. So this was how long ago? 10 years ago?
1999.
Okay, so this is 18 years ago. All right. So you're telling me that, just so I'm straight here, this was for a 2-week period in 1999, and there have been no other sex offenses.
That's correct.
Wow. I mean, that's a bad 2 weeks.
No desire to do anything like that again, and
desire. You don't even fantasize about that a little bit.
All men fantasize
about
that.
Grab a girl's ass, and you know.
No, I mean, that's the farthest thing from my mind. Again, and I feel really, really bad for my victims because, I mean, one.
I thought he said their rectums, but he said his victims.
Oh. Damn near killed him.
Victims. No. One from a letter to the court cases in court, wrote a letter, and she was afraid to go out in public, you know. And
right, you're creeping, dude. You're creeping people out. I mean, it's a stranger grabs a girl's ass up her skirt, and you know, a girl's going to be traumatized by that. Just as if,
yes, very much so.
Someone, if you had a gun stuck to your back walking to your car at night in a parking lot, someone sticks a gun in your back and says, "Give me your wallet, or I'm going to shoot you." You're going to be traumatized by that. You're going to be scared every time you go out to your car.
Definitely. I mean, and that's why it's a crime, you know. And I have no problems with being convicted and serving the time that I did, and even, you know, facing the repercussions now, you know, publicly. I
How much time did you serve for this, Gilligan?
I did 15 years.
15 years? What? Wait a second. For grabbing some girls? I know that's bad in a mall, but they get 15 years for that?
In prison.
Yeah. All of the...
There's got to be more to this.
There's got to be more to this story.
I mean...
On five of the counts, I think they dropped... three of them were misdemeanors as unwanted sexual contact.
Mm-hmm.
The other three might be four. I can't remember. It was all lumped in together for some supposedly kind of plea bargain that went south. But
15 years?
There's got to be more than.
There has to be. I mean,
you have to be younger.
What was the youngest girl?
To the best of my, because like I said, all the paperwork just came through with the charges, and I didn't know too much about the victims or anything. As far as I know, can recollect. The youngest one was 19. But on one of the charges in Michigan, in Monroe, Michigan, they argued that me grabbing their butt was a forceful action, and obtaining sexual contact with force is a second degree felony, which carries 15 years. And the judge agreed with that. And we argued against it. That, you know, I didn't obtain the contact by force, although grabbing might have been a forceful action. They didn't want to hear it. I had already been convicted in the other jurisdictions for misdemeanors and felonies, and they looked at it as, oh, you're a serial guy, you're going to go out, you're going to do it again, you're a danger to society, so the best we can do is keep you off the streets for as long as physically possible.
So you're telling me... factually, that now, I'm not talking about getting caught, but you're telling me that it was only for a 2-week stretch that you did this activity. There was no one that maybe didn't come forward or didn't know who you were. Nothing prior to that 2 weeks.
That's correct. That's correct. I mean, there was one incident when the first time it happened. I was like, oh my god, what did I just do? I just grabbed this girl's butt, and where am I thinking? You know, whatever. But again, because of my emotional state, I decided to continue to go out and try to hook up with some girls. And then once I was in the position, I was like, well, nothing happened to me last time. I'm going to grab her again.
Do you think if you didn't get caught, this would have escalated into what? I think you would have.
No, because I mean, and no, that's a valid question. Like I said at the beginning, it started off with me interacting with the women and then going that. And then that was the result. At the end, the last couple, I was still interacting with women, but then just as I was in the area, I was like, ooh, she's alone. She's walking to her car. I could sneak up and just grab her butt. And I realized it scared the crap out of me because I'm like, holy crap, what am I thinking? How am I at a place where I'm just going up to random women now?
Wow.
And without talking to them or nothing and just grabbing the butt and taking off.
Then you would just run away.
Yeah.
Yeah, so another 2 weeks he would have been raping these chicks, Peter.
Afraid of.
Right. And then he'd be like, oh, who knew? Here I was raping a chick in a parking lot.
It's a midlife crisis.
Wasn't getting any action at home. I mean, what could I do?
So you never pulled your wand out in front of these girls or anything like that?
There was one incident. The earlier part of that where that happened, but again, that was a whole separate.
What? So you just take it out? You're like, hey, make it disappear? Or what'd you do?
No. I mean, it was, you know, I was trying to get her to flash me, and in my mind, I, you know, justified that it was, I mean, I look back at the stuff that I was thinking in my mindset. And I'm like, what in the world?
There's like always said, more to the story, right? There's always like,
he's leaving
just,
out a lot.
I just grabbed a girl's ass. I got 15 years. Well, I did pull it out for another girl. And
that was early on, though.
Yeah. Well, you know that one girl, I took her skull and I was making her gag with my wand.
Heavens no.
Oh, too far.
That's crazy. Now, where did you learn magic, Gilligan? Was it in the clink?
Well, I learned it before all of this had happened. Learned some. And then while I was in there, I had plenty of time to practice. And so that's where I got really good at it.
Oh, wait, so you weren't walking up to these girls in the mall and doing magic on them and then interact and touching them?
No, these were just random girls.
Oh,
no, I was trying to pick them up. Like, hey, let's go, you know, let's go hang out or whatever.
And then no, I wasn't.
He started grabbing cheeks and honking hooters.
I thought he was doing magic on them, and then he would
watch my hand. Slip a digit.
Right.
No. This was just him trying to pick up chicks, dear.
Oh, it's getting worse and worse the more I hear about this.
Now, Gilligan, so you're on the news, and Charlie, these guys had hired you to do a party, and then they see you on the news because you're not registering what you do for a living as a sex offender. I guess you have to tell them. Have you taken care of that now, or what's going on with that?
I have contacted the I'm still accountable to a parole officer, and he knows and supports that I do magic. Because he knows that I don't perform for kids. I don't do schools or hospitals or anything. Again, even though nothing that I did involves minors or kids or anything like that, it's just not appropriate for someone with my background to, you know, put the community in that position. And so I'm very, very careful on how I handle myself professionally and personally with someone with my past.
Now, what has this done to your magic career when you get on the news and they go, Gilligan's a sex offender? Do people keep booking you?
A lot of the more public events have called and said, you know, we prefer that you don't perform at our event, which is totally understandable, you know, because of the publicity. And it's not my intention to call any negative press or attention to anybody's business or event or cause the public undue concern, you know. And I totally understand the concern. I mean, even the prosecutor, I get it. Back in 2014, there was a big deal about a magician who had molested children. And when he got out of prison, he went back to doing kids' magic shows. And everybody, you know, even in the magic community and society was like, what in the world? That's crazy. Which is, I mean, that's just ridiculous. And so I'm very conscious, you know, about that. I don't want to, you know, I'll have people be afraid and the community freak out, you know, and I mean, some people in the community are, but it's understandable. You know, I respect their feelings and all that kind of stuff. I'm just trying to, you know, move past this and be a, you know, I've become a successful, well-respected member of the community. You know, obviously I don't publicize my past for obvious reasons, but I'm not trying to hide it, you know.
Well, Gilligan, all right, stay out of trouble. Thank you for calling in. Stay away from kids and girls in mini skirts and
malls
and malls and parking lots and
that's the intention.
Victoria's Secret shops where you might want to honk a boob or whatever. And
I do not at all mean to minimize the impact of a situation like this, and I have great empathy for any victims of any type of behavior like this from anybody, and I am really, really, you know, sorry, and stuff like that.
All right. Gilligan the Magician. All right, Gilligan. Good luck to you. Go register.
Due to the way you guys handled yourself on the air, I saw something on Facebook, not regarding me necessarily, but I thought you guys might appreciate it. And so what do you call a sex offender magician?
Gilligan.
Gilligan.
No, a sex offender magician, David Copperfield.
David Copperfield. All right. Stick with the magic instead of the jokes, Gilligan. All right. Thank you, my man. All right. Bye-bye. Wow.
That's our magician.
There's got to be more to the story. I mean,
definitely.
You don't get 15 years for just grabbing a chick's ass in a parking lot.
For grabbing 21-year-old girls' butts.
No, there's got to be.
More came out than, I flashed the girl.
There's got to be. I think this is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, he swore up and down that was it, but I don't think you get 15 years for that.
He's
think if I went out into this parking lot and I just randomly grabbed a chick's ass? I mean, I'm not saying you should do that, obviously.
But he's doing it for 2 weeks.
I think it could have been longer, right?
Even for 2 weeks, if I did it every, if I just went around the area malls for 2 weeks grabbing asses, you think I'm going to end up in prison for 15 years?
I don't know.
No. You'd probably get probation. You'd have a record of it.
Tommy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tommy.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, man, I got daughters, man. That's not cool at all with that guy. That was absolutely, absolutely disgusting. What the hell's wrong with that guy?
There's got to be more to the story, I think. I mean, look, he claims he didn't realize he was scaring these girls, but, I mean, you're going to be scared. Look, I'm a guy, I'd be scared if someone ran up and accosted me like that, right? You know, in a parking lot at night, and I'm by myself. You know, anyone's going to be scared by that. So, 15 years.
Abba could grab you.
Thank you, Snitz. Yeah. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Peter doesn't know the meaning of fear. But again, he doesn't know the meaning of most words.
You always say the first letter of the alphabet first.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Do you remember the movie Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know if I ever saw Dude, Where's My Car?
Ashton Kutcher?
No.
Yeah, it was Ashton Kutcher and Sean Williams.
That other guy. Okay. And at the time that it came out, whenever that movie was, it was widely considered to be one of the dumbest movies ever made.
Oh, and it was.
And it probably still stands the test of time as one of the dumbest movies ever made.
I made my dad take me to the movie theater to watch that, and the disappointment on his face when he walked out of the theater so bad. I was like, Dad, wasn't that great? And he was like, it was fun. That's all he could say.
Dude, Where's My Car? There's a real-life version of that, a guy up in Toronto. He's from here. He went up to, his name is Gavin Strickland. He's 19. He went up to Toronto to see a Metallica concert. So he takes his parents' car and he parks in a parking garage. He goes into the Metallica concert, which is in a big arena. He gets out of the Metallica concert and he can't remember where he parked. Not only that, but he's in a city he doesn't know. And he doesn't know what building. He doesn't know what parking garage. He doesn't know anything about where he parked. So he wanders around. I think the police took him around.
The only thing he knew is a $9 cab ride from the Metallica concert. I think that was what he was able to do. So
I think they narrowed it down to about an 8 or 10 block radius to the arena. But yeah. How many parking garages are in there?
Tons and tons.
And eventually he had to just go home. He had to get on a bus and go home.
Well, he waited a while because he didn't want to tell his dad. He wanted to find it before he had to finally call his dad and say, I can't find your car. Because it was his dad's car, right?
Yeah. Oh, dude, God. Do you know how pissed you would be if your son lost the car in another country?
Ugh.
Furious.
You'd kill your kid, right?
Yes. Something very bad would happen.
I'd say, don't bother coming home until you find that car.
Right, without the car. You don't keep track of it. You don't write down... When you look back when you're leaving the parking garage, okay, it's the white building... On Main Street.
Well, he said that he remembered a couple of things. There was a Subway, like a sandwich shop across the street. Well, that's every corner in a big metropolitan area. Yeah, there's a news story. Do you want to hear this?
Yeah.
I think they interview the kid. And
I got to see
there
what
is a way. They ended up finding the car in a novel kind of way. Here's the story.
How are you feeling with all this attention? So many cameras in your face.
Oh, it's funny. Like, it's crazy. I feel like I'm like a Hollywood actor or something. You know?
Thank you for finding my car. It was really stressful.
I brought you a little map.
Is this a news story or just raw video?
I think it might be a news story. I'm not sure. This is when they find the car, though.
I thought this was like a produced news story.
I thought it was, too. I got it from CBC.
What they did was, this guy has to go all the way home, this 19-year-old kid, back to the United States. His dad posts a message on Craigslist and says, "My idiot son lost the car. Can you help us find it?" And he gave a couple of clues. Let's see here. He gave some clues such as this. Here's the actual Craigslist posting. "Our doofy son parked the car in an indoor parking garage in the first floor, slightly lower / basement level, but that garage cannot be located now. The car has U.S. Florida license plates, a small Canadian flag affixed to the door frame, and a Bernie Sanders bumper sticker."
Ah, no wonder.
"Cops drove him around searching for it. People drove around. Once they put it up on Craigslist, then all of Toronto got in on this scavenger hunt, and they found it. And, like, the news was there when he went to go pick up his..." I'll play some more of this. I think this is just footage from the news story.
They talked to him a bit.
"And I put a little sticky note, so next time you can mark down exactly where your car is located.
When you parked your car, did you look at where you parked?"
"I just made a mental note. Okay, Starbucks, construction, okay, I'm good."
"Your dad seems to be having a lot of fun with this. He was laughing on the phone that you're getting so much attention from the media."
"Yeah, it's funny. Like, we definitely were not expecting this at all."
"But it cost you $8 in a cab to get to the Rogers Center from where you were?"
"It did."
"So why wouldn't you park closer to the Rogers Center?"
"Basically, I just took a bunch of turns and ended up there."
"Tell me as we're driving."
Oh my God.
Stellar. I'm surprised he can even drive.
"Oh, my God. Familiar to you, if any."
"I got to say, a lot of it does, because I spent like 3 days walking around Toronto." "After searching with the police for my car, I ended up sleeping on one of the chairs in the station for a couple hours."
"Oh,
and,
really?"
"Yeah. And then from dusk till dawn the next day, I tried to find my car. And when I didn't have any luck, I ended up just sleeping on the streets because I didn't."
"You slept on the streets of Toronto?"
"I had to."
"Do you think you could guide me to your car from here?"
"I'm not sure. Maybe."
So this is when they're taking him, like, the news knows where his car is. And they're like, "All right, dude, we're going to put you close. Can you get us to your car?" And he's still, he's like, I don't know.
"This is where you parked. It's just over this way. Everybody has gathered around your car up here. You see that?"
"Does that look familiar?"
"Yeah."
"How does it feel, Gavin, to see it?"
"Good. I was worried it got stolen. I'm just love how the city got together to help me out and shows that, you know, there are good people out there that we're willing to give a helping hand."
And really stupid people, too.
Wow.
Brandon, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brandon.
What's up, Rover?
Hey, man.
Hey, this kind of happened to me in a giant parking garage one time. It was in the winter. Parked. I may have been a little inebriated, and I could not find the car for the life of me. I swear I walked around for 2 hours. I could hear the alarm going off, and I'm just going floor to floor to floor to floor to floor, and I can't find it. And it was in the wintertime. It was freezing. It was horrible. So now I just park on the top of every parking garage."
Oh, that's the worst spot. All the way on the top. You have no protection from the elements. It takes longer to get in and to get out.
But he knows where his car is.
Yep, always know where it's at.
I always take a picture because I got lost, and now I take a picture like when I go to the airport because I don't know where
this
the hell
has never
I am.
Happened to me. I have taken a picture when I'm in an unfamiliar area, like an airport out of town or something, and you take, okay, I'm in the orange lot, floor 2, section H or whatever. But I've never lost. Have you lost your car like this?
I've come out of the mall before, the wrong entrance that I came in, and the panic going, my car's gone. My car is stolen. Thinking, oh my God, how am I telling my parents? I got to call the police. And then at the last second, I'm like, wait a second. Was it the next entrance over? And then you walk over and you're like, oh, thank God. I was so stupid.
Back then, Dieter drove a Mitsubishi Eclipse. Yes. So it was like
there were so many of them. Most famous car.
Roving gang of 17-year-old girls going around stealing
strippers.
Cars.
Right.
Strippers. I've walked out here, but not that I've lost my car, but sometimes they'll, if my car gets serviced, they'll give me a loaner car, and then they just go, oh, it's in the parking lot.
You have no idea.
You have no idea, and you wander around, and I'm always self-conscious that someone's going to be looking out the window thinking that I parked the car, and now I can't find the car like I'm a senile old man, and I'm just wandering around row by row.
Do you do the alarm?
No, didn't do that. I guess I could. I don't even know how you set the alarm off.
Hit alarm on the keychain.
Yeah, that's hard.
There's no alarm.
There's no alarm.
Say panic. Button.
There probably is, but I guess, I don't know, maybe you have to press and hold something. There's no panic button on there. Vince, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Vince.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Dieter, yo.
Yo.
Hey, man, I lost my car for 4 days one time last year, man. It was pretty funny. Me and my girlfriend broke up, man. We broke up for like 3-4 months, and I went out to party with some of my buddies. We went to the bar, and last thing I remember is being at the bar getting just wasted. And I wake up the next morning, I'm sleeping in the back seat of my buddy's car. So I find him, I wake him up, and I ask what happened. He's like, I don't know. I just remember getting a drunk call from you, and you said pick you up. So we drove around for like 4 or 5 hours trying to find this car, man. It ended up being at this chick's house. Apparently, I went home with this chick. And when I found the car, man, it had a flat tire. My exhaust was all folded up, so apparently I wrecked it. Never got in trouble for it, though.
4 days he lost his car. I mean, I've never had anything like this. This is
remember the
nuts.
Time that you got ripped out of your mind and you went to some hotel in some other suburb?
City, yeah.
And I got a ride home. I was kidnapped by a girl.
Did she? And where was your car? Because then
it's in a parking garage.
Downtown?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know where your car was. I thought that you had said, I didn't know where I parked my car, like you were lost, but how did you get from the hotel to the car? Do you remember that when you did all that?
She
gave you a ride?
Gave me a ride back, I think. Yeah, I got kidnapped by this woman once.
This big woman.
No, she did not get kidnapped.
I was at a bar. Oh, this was a kidnapping.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, this was a kidnapping.
You went home with, loaded.
You went home with a.
Oh, yeah, I was. But
heavy girl.
Yeah, but I was making out with this one girl, and then I had to go to the bathroom, and I went to the bathroom, and when I came out of the bathroom, there was this heavy girl there, and she goes,
but pretty.
I don't remember what she looks like.
Pretty big.
She goes, you're coming home with me.
I would just say, no, I'm going back to my other table.
Completely out of it. Completely. Apparently, I puked all over the side of this girl's car. And
she had your credit card for days, too, right?
She did, yeah. I think she had to mail that back to me here at the radio station.
Oh, you didn't give her your address to mail it back to your house? I wonder why.
I think she took pictures of you.
Anything is possible.
I remember that day.
What can you do? How could I even be embarrassed by that?
Well, that day we were supposed to do the show, right?
Yeah, that was a Sunday.
No, this was a Sunday.
Yeah,
but the
next day, Monday morning.
We're all here
show
waiting.
Show started.
I'm sitting here and I'm just like, where is he?
Where's Rover? And then we're like, uh-oh.
Well, we were tailgating.
She wakes
yesterday.
Me up. She goes, your stupid radio show is starting. And I'm like, man, I think we ended up in a hotel.
No. Oh, yeah, you're right. It was a motel.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And I had no clue. I woke up. I felt like a rape victim. I go, where am I? Who am I with? What happened? Ryan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ryan.
Yes.
Yo.
How you doing?
Hey, man. What's happening?
Not a whole lot. Just calling in on the whole lost car thing.
Yeah.
You know, young kids are so versed with, you know, technology. You would think they'd realize that Google Maps has an option to ping your parking spot so you don't lose your car.
Yeah, you can mark on your phone, like, here's my parking spot. Some cars you can also, you know, like my car will tell you where it is. However, I don't know how that would work if you're in a parking garage. Maybe we just take the last known location because it can't really get GPS if you're in an underground garage,
right,
or
reception.
You're obstructed. But it probably just tells you the last known location, which would be real close to there at least.
Yeah, but beyond that, I mean, I don't know the size of the parking garage you was in. I mean, you you just walk for a bit. Yeah, I'd walk for an hour. I'd end up finding my car.
This guy didn't even know the parking garage, though. He didn't know the building. This guy was just wandering around.
He would have been able to find it with that.
Sure, right. Feature. He wouldn't been able to. Well, he might have been partaking that Canadian weed that they had up there. By the way, he was laughing, so he might not have been a sound mind. One more call, then we'll take a break. Colin, good morning.
Morning, yo.
Hey, man.
Back in the late 90s, what would have been my father-in-law, got paid on payday and went out and cashed his check. And he was partying down Brook Park Road with a bunch of strippers. Well, in the morning, he had woke up and couldn't find his car. And it was a nice 67 Chevelle. So he called the police to report stolen. Well, they came and picked him up and drove him to his car because they had been watching the car because they had some complaints about it the night before about doing burnouts. Well, he said, okay, well, thanks a lot. And he went and got in his car with his keys, started the car up. As soon as he started the car up, they pulled him over, gave him a DUI, and then searched the car, and he ended up with drug charges, too, because he was doing coke. But he made it on Knuckleheads in the News. I think it was back in 98.
Oh, the good old Knuckleheads in the News segment. Do you guys remember that? Our friend John Lanigan on the Oldies station did Knuckleheads in the News for like 50 years,
they
I think.
They still do it.
They still do it over there? Well,
I don't know if they do, but they had like more on this guy was. And he was pretty bad.
Well, thank you, Colin. I've got to take a break. We'll get to the news. The Shizzy coming up in just a moment. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Weather is getting nicer. Get out the garden hose. Grass coming in. Ah, you can smell it in the air. No, it's not spring. It's backyard wrestling season.
Ace Maverick steps back into the ring.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
What do you guys think of that story I saw on the news the other day, yesterday or the day before, where at a baseball game, Major League Baseball game, Cleveland Indians, a guy and his son were sitting behind someone at the baseball game, and the person, I started to play the news story, but I don't want to do that yet. They're sitting behind someone, and the guy in front of them had his shirt off, and he had a bunch of swastika tattoos.
Yes, I saw this.
And the father starts tweeting the Indians, hey, this is very offensive. I'm sitting behind this guy. What would you guys have done? Because the guy with the swastika tattoos was huge. I'd be afraid the guy would look at his phone on Twitter or something and see that. And
someone
would be like, hey, dude, someone's like one of his friends would be like, I just saw this tweet. And
I wouldn't do anything. I'd be a total pussy.
No, I would Snapchat it or take a picture for sure.
That's but about it.
And you'd put it out? You would.
I'd wait till I left.
Yeah.
It's until you were in the safety of your own home or car before you.
Yeah, I would tweet at the Indians complaining or whatever. Like, do I have to stare at this? I think that's what he said. Do I have to stare at this all day? And I would, because I'd be afraid, like you said.
How old's the kid?
That's a good question.
I don't know how old the kid was, actually.
But the two people I'm concerned about their answers are Doogie, if she was there with Gia, and then what Snitzer would do.
Well, I would move.
I would move.
Move seats instantly. The guy's a big guy. I'm not going to pick a fight. I mean, I'm not a fighter.
Would you tweet the Indians?
No.
I mean, you'd have to. Well, how would you move seats? You'd have to tell them somehow.
Yeah, I'd go to the wherever the service. Oh, what is that?
Like the
guest services, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. And you would then ask to be moved.
Yeah.
Depending on the age, though, if the kid doesn't, like, Gia wouldn't know what that means.
Right. They wouldn't know that. If a guy had a Black Panther tattoo, Snitz, would you move?
Black Panther? No. That's not offensive to me.
What if it said kill Whitey? Yeah. Some people find that offensive.
Eh.
It's just, isn't it kind of, I mean, I don't agree
with
it.
I'd move for maybe, because I'm whitey. I mean, I'd move for my safety, maybe, because I don't want to be killed. But no, no, that wouldn't offend me either.
They have an anonymous text number where you can text complaints about fans.
They do for baseball. I know they do for...
For football. I would assume they have the same thing for baseball.
Yeah. Why don't you just leave it alone? I mean, I don't agree with it, but isn't it just for...
I am leaving it alone. I'm moving out of the way.
Okay, but you have to complain
what
to somebody.
What would you do, Dieter? You would say nothing.
If I did,
you'd stare at the swastika tattoo all day.
With
it's
your
free
nephew.
Speech. He wouldn't know. Nobody's going to know what the hell that is. Just look at the game.
Well, my grandparents were in the Holocaust. There were Holocaust survivors. They're dead now, but they're Holocaust survivors. They had the numbers and everything. So it's offensive to me.
And one of the other, he had two tattoos. One was like this big swastika thing on his neck, and then the other one on his
train, wasn't it?
Is a train with the swastika on the front, like they're taking the Jews to the gas chamber.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's
even
worse.
Yeah.
You want to see the news story for this?
Yeah.
Sure.
Channel 3. Watch this here. Or listen.
Family friendly outing to the ballpark yesterday, but instead, an upset dad has started a.
Stop playing. Hold on. Now it's changed into a different story.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what happened there. Oh, man. All of these websites.
Autoplay video that moves and it.
I hate that.
Yeah, it's better than what they used to have. They used to have all these sites, I believe, owned by Gannett, I think is the company. USA Today. Like, USA Today is the worst website I've ever seen. Because everything just pops up like it's an article, and if you click somewhere over, it just shrinks the article down, and you're back to the home page. It's the worst design. I don't know who in the world designed that thing.
That's a big paper too.
And I believe I believe that they own this station. Maybe they don't. I don't know. Maybe used to or. I don't know. Anyhow, here, let's see. Let's see if I can get this to play.
Supposed to be a family-friendly outing to the ballpark yesterday, but instead an upset dad has started a...
Just stops.
Crap.
Online. The fan now it starts in front back of up. Him had two swastika tattoos on display. His Facebook post had hundreds of you talking, and our own Jasmine Monroe went on to find out if these tattoos could violate the ballpark's policies. Hi, Jasmine.
What?
What is it, David?
Well, of course, they have a black reporter for this case.
Why?
Have a Jewish reporter?
Right,
what did the blacks have anything to do with this?
What are you talking about? This doesn't make any sense.
Those swastika, they don't like black people either.
Probably not.
No, they
don't. Oh, I thought that was just for Jewish people.
No.
That wasn't a huge population in Germany.
Well, I mean.
No, but they still today, they use that for people against black people,
correct.
Against Jews.
Most white supremacists are wearing these kind of tattoos.
Yeah, against blacks.
Okay, I guess.
It's known.
Why not have a reporter, Alan Rabinowitz or something, go down and do this?
I don't know if they have
somebody
there.
On Facebook, since the Northeast Ohio father posted it on the internet, now hundreds of people want to know why this fan wasn't thrown out of the ballpark.
They're in a private ballpark that caters to families. They were breaking a code of conduct. People have been tossed out or forced to change shirts with profanity. This is no different.
Can I just stop this news story for a second? This also irritates me. Can I just give a heads up to the news? Having your reporters just read what someone posted on Facebook does not make for compelling television, especially when it is completely monotone. They're in a private ballpark that caters to families. They were breaking a code of conduct. People have been tossed out or forced to change shirts with profanity. This is no different.
Thanks, Nikki Six.
Here's the lineup for our iHeartRadio Music Festival. Maybe they could have this girl do the announcement for it next year. We're giving away $1 million to caller 100 right now.
Jesus.
It's the biggest contest radio has ever done.
And leading off for the Cleveland Indians, Francisco Lindor.
Man, I mean, I don't get it. Do you guys get this?
No.
Am I wrong about this?
No, because I also don't care what people on Facebook say because
exactly.
I could just go on
That's
Facebook.
That's not part of the story. Like, what has turned into news now is they you'll see this on CNN, you'll see this all over. They'll put something.
Shepard Smith is to blame on all this.
No, he's not. Yes, they'll do something and they'll say, Man says something offensive, internet erupts, and then they just do a whole story about people, their response on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, tweets.
Who cares? It's just tell us the story.
Carson, it's lazy.
Carson Daly just pretty much reads tweets, what people are commenting on in the Today Show or Good Morning America, whatever he works on. I mean, that's what they do
now.
It's
lazy. You don't have to actually go out and create your own content. You just read other people's stuff.
Or go talk to people. You're outside the baseball
stadium.
Right.
How about get a reaction from someone?
What do you think? I also thought that was always boring, too. Like, they'd show a stranger, like, what do you think of this?
And they ambush the guy with, like, a little tiny video screen. They're like, look at this. Here's a guy wiping a booger in the food at this restaurant. And, of course, the guy goes, ew!
Well, I don't like
it. What do you expect he's going to say? Well, you know what? I actually don't mind boogers.
Yeah. Like, I don't like eating boogers either. That's gross.
Wait, so let me get back to this. I'm sorry.
Hundreds of people want to know why this fan wasn't thrown out of the ballpark.
Here's the Facebook post.
They're in a private ballpark that caters to families. They were breaking a code of conduct. People have been tossed out or forced to change shirts with profanity. This is no different.
They kick people out of amusement parks.
Oh, then they have someone else voicing Facebook.
Well, this man should be forced to wear a shirt or leave.
The dad's name is Martin Gosevich. He took to social media to express his frustrations after being seated behind a man with not one, but two swastika tattoos on his back. He posted these photos with the caption, "At Indians, do my kids and I have to have a swastika and Nazi trains staring at us all game today?" Even though the Indians didn't respond to Gosevich's tweet, he said the situation was resolved and his seat was later moved. However, there was no shortage of opinions on social media.
Back to social.
Some claiming the fan was well within his rights to have the tattoo.
The First Amendment protects even offensive things.
While others agreed with
this
the dad,
is horrible.
Saying it was offensive.
I think the guy should have kept his shirt on. Who wants to be sitting in close quarters with half-naked people trying to enjoy a game? Aren't there rules about this? I don't blame the dad.
Some
Talk
fans
to the
even
dad.
Asked why the man
Wait,
wasn't kicked
guy.
Out immediately. So I looked into the Indians' fan policy, which states any abusive, inappropriate language or conduct deemed disorderly, unruly, or disruptive, including inappropriate
Talk to
dress,
the Indians.
Talk to the Indians. Talk to the dad. Find the guy with the swastika.
But when
find
we
somebody
the
else
Indians
who was in the stands.
For a statement, they answered with no comment. Local tattoo artist Eric Scott II says he's done over 1,000 tattoos, but would never do a swastika.
Interesting.
Anything something like that, I really don't try to put nothing on it.
Who?
Another black guy.
Tattoos.
Of course he wouldn't put a swastika. Most people probably wouldn't, whether you're black, white, whatever. My Lord, I've got to tell you, I don't... no offense. Who knows? Maybe Channel 3 is... probably one of our biggest sponsors.
I do watch Channel 3 every morning.
I just don't watch the local news often. And I know that the budgets, like they used to have, they'd have a cameraman and an editor and a reporter. Now it's just one person. It's just you. Like you set up a tripod and you go out and you stare into that tripod that you yourself just set up. And you film yourself, then you take it, and then you edit it yourself.
And read Twitter.
And then read tweets. No man or woman on the street in this story? How do you get away with that? I mean, Charlie could do the news.
I could easily do that story. Just read Twitter.
Tweets.
I do that for fun. Like, I'll just read Twitter. I mean, that's what people do. So I don't need something else.
Yeah, we can actually do that. We don't need the news to read us Twitter.
It's available.
We've gotten so lazy that we can't actually read tweets. We have to have someone read them for us over the television.
Do you think the guy should have been kicked out of the game, though?
I would have asked him to put
his
shirt on.
Yes, of course.
Put your shirt
if he
on.
Because they're on
private property.
Yeah, right. The Indians can kick you out, of course.
If he had a shirt with a swastika on it, he's kicked out.
Sure. If you're walking down the street in public, though, what can you do? That's freedom of speech, and you can't do anything about that.
But many people would say that the Indians logo is also super offensive.
Right.
So there might be a double standard.
But they're trying to phase that out now, aren't they?
Yeah, slowly.
Some people are. David, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Rover. Yo, Dieter.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, I'm just calling about all the offended little snowflakes out there about this swastika on the guy's back, really. What would be the difference in sitting there and looking at somebody that's got pimples all over their face and you're trying to eat Doritos or trying to eat a hot dog or something?
So one is just someone with a pimply back that they don't choose to do, and one is an offensive symbol. You don't see a difference between the two?
No, I don't. No, it's freedom of speech. I mean, that's why everyone's so upset in this country to begin with. No one can stay out of anyone else's business. Everyone's offended by every little thing that occurs. That's why everybody's offended. That's why they're tearing all the statues.
David, let me ask you a question. Would you be offended if I used the word slut?
No word would offend me.
Okay, so that wouldn't offend you. Are you married?
No, I mean, yes, I am, for 34 years.
Do you have a daughter?
Exactly married.
Do you have a daughter?
I do not. Two sons.
All right, you have two sons. So you're not offended if I use the word slut. What if you're walking down the street with your wife, and I just walk backwards right in front of your wife the whole time saying, "You're a slut, you're a whore, you're a fat, ugly pig, you bitch."
Concealed carry, I'd probably pull my gun out.
But why be offended? What are you, a snowflake?
What are you,
come on, you pussy.
Little baby snowflake.
Just words. You wouldn't be offended by any words.
This guy, well, yeah. But you're showing action towards my wife. I mean, I'm not provoking.
Oh, and it's directed at you, then you get offended.
Then you're triggered.
Or your wife.
Oh, yeah.
When it's just these 7 million Jews killed in the Holocaust, F them.
Come on, that's history. I mean, it's terrible that it happened, please.
Hey, your wife was only a slut back in her younger days. She's still not a whore, so why get offended? She's not a whore anymore. She just gave it up to a lot of dudes 30 years ago.
You can't do that.
Why?
How do you make
it's
the rules?
So you agree that all the statues down in the South are being torn down from
that's
the
not what we're talking about.
History. I know, we're talking about a swastika on a guy's back.
Because he likes it so much. He's not like remembering.
Yeah,
he wasn't born
with a swastika on his back. Like, you know, boy, it's too bad. Just I have a pimple on this shoulder blade and a swastika on that
one. Worst birthmark.
A lot of those guys do that because they think it's cool. They don't really understand.
They know what it means.
You're telling me that this guy with the giant swastika, with the eagle on top or whatever, and the Nazi transport train doesn't know what that's about. He just thought it was a cool design. He just flipping. He went to a tattoo parlor, flipping through the artwork, and he goes, "I like this. I like this little cross thing with the squigglies on the end."
Almost looks
that's
like
sweet.
A rhombus, but missing the ends.
He's just a train head. He loves trains
and birds. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Thank you, David. That's got to be the dumbest argument I've heard all day. Maybe all this week. Maybe all this year. We'll be right back with Tech Tuesday. Dan Costa coming on to answer your technology questions. If you have something that you need help with, give us a call, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
When they're not funny.
If you guys make so much suds explode and maybe commit biological warfare, maybe you know. Okay, Charlie, I get the idea. Joke didn't work, so
it's still pretty damn funny.
Try to crack a joke here.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we're gonna get to Tech Tuesday in just a moment. Give us a call with your questions, 866-YO-ROVER. If you have something that isn't working correctly, if you're having an issue with something technology-related, call us, 866-967-6837. Maybe you saw something in the news that's tech-related and you want some more info. Or maybe you're making a purchase. You need some help, some advice. 866-YO-ROVER to reach us. Dan Costa from PCMag.com will be on to answer your technology questions. Doozy, I'm going to send you an instant message. I don't know if this is true or not. But I'm not going to name names. Someone just told me that two people who happen to be your favorite people are dating.
Ooh.
What are you doing to me?
And they are local celebrities. So I'm not going to name names. I don't know for sure, but I'm going to send this to you.
Why me?
Because she could confirm.
Is that accurate?
I'm not going to comment on that.
Oh, so say yes.
No.
Stupid. If she would,
no, I'm not getting
she
involved.
She would say no if she was smart.
Who is it?
No, I'm not. No, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Oh, yeah. She obviously knows. So that was not the reaction I would expect. I would expect, like, oh, my God. I didn't expect that.
Are you serious?
So she has the inside scoop on this.
No, I don't. I swear to God, I don't.
Your reaction said everything.
Oh, yeah. She's the worst liar. She's the worst liar than Jeffrey.
No.
I didn't know that she knew. She knows.
No, I don't know
anything. I just tipped off to this.
I don't know anything.
Yeah, you obviously do, by the way.
Sometimes you'll even fake a reaction, but that was just so nonchalant.
I'm not going to comment on
that
this.
That was, oh, I don't want to say anything because it's going to get these people in trouble or whatever.
No, no, I don't, honestly. God, you did that on purpose just to get me to catch a...
Again, I got no reaction, which means that
you knew
this
advance. I swear to God, I did not know this.
Then why'd you say, oh, I'm not going to comment on it? You'd be like, no!
Because I don't know.
Oh, she's bad.
And one person ending their marriage, and the other I thought was married of these two people involved.
I don't know. I actually don't know.
She knows.
No,
what a liar.
This is interesting because
liar.
No, just stop. Don't. What? Don't do anything.
I'm not going to say names. I'm not going to name names.
I saw one out someplace.
You guys don't
know
who we're talking about.
How do you know who we're talking about?
You've solved it in here.
Oh, you've solved it already.
Just go to Dan Costa.
She didn't give any clues.
No, is it Dan Costa?
I had a phone call.
Stop.
He got the heads up.
So what?
Stop.
It doesn't matter. I know now.
Don't do anything.
And I would say yes.
Don't do anything.
Or are these two older people? Or one's older?
I don't know. Look, it's not that big of a deal.
I would
Doogie
be.
Doogie is always talking about these people, so I.
No. I would say that I would be.
I thought she would have a reaction like, oh my God, but obviously not.
Yeah. I was waiting
obviously not. I'm obviously way behind in the gossip game here.
Even Snitzer knows.
What local celebrities are
dating. Oh, that was my first guess.
How'd you get.
I was waiting out that marriage, I will say that.
Yeah, how would Snitz guess
There's
that?
No way.
It's my first guess.
Will you send me a message, Snitz, and I'll just send me an instant message here on our system, and I will tell you whether he has who I'm talking
about. You told them. They told them. You guys told them.
Swear to God.
No.
Hang on.
No, I don't think they are.
Yeah, he must have. Snitz must have been tipped off. There's
no.
He got it, but there's no way he could.
I listened to the show.
How would he know?
Oh, wait, you listen to the show, so it's a radio?
No, I listen to this show. I remember things.
Wow.
There's no way of listening to the show you would even...
I remember names, I'm saying.
That would be quite the job if Sincer was able to pull that off.
He can't pull out his own butt. It's not. He doesn't know anything.
He got one of the names wrong. One of the names he got slightly wrong, so he might have just... I don't know if it was a... I don't know if that's a misprint or if he...
Doogie, why are you so upset about it?
Yeah, why? Hey, what?
Like, what do you care?
Ew.
Yeah,
ew.
Yeah, he's.
No. Yeah. All right. End the show.
End the show.
Go. I'm all flustered now. Dan, shut up.
So she must have known. She's been keeping this secret.
Yes. No.
Just like, do you remember we used to work with a girl and she was married, but then they got a divorce and Doogie kept this secret from me for like 3 years?
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, I didn't think you'd care.
Like, I've only known the girl for 15 years, Doogie. What do you mean? And we worked with her and her husband. We intimately knew both of them. And I just so happened to see them like 6 months ago and they were happy and smiling and now they're divorced. I didn't think you would. All right, let's get started with Tech Tuesday. You ready, Dan?
Sure.
Here we go.
All systems are go.
Tech Tuesday on Rover's Morning Glory. Powered by driveonnaturalgas.com.
Dan Costa going to come on and answer your technology questions. You have a question for him? Call right now, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We replaced our Skype box back there, so we have not actually tried a Skype call in real life yet, because we just replaced it yesterday. Normally people, when they change equipment, they test it out. We don't.
We do it on air, right? Well,
if we have any problems, we just ask Dan Costa. I'll send him a tweet and say, help us fix this. You're supposed to be on the air. All right, let's go to Mr. Dan Costa and see if he can hear us and we can hear him. Good morning, Dan.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. All right, all perfect. Right. It works. Yes.
It works, Dan.
Woo. All right. We put in a new box that will give us the ability. It's the same to have Dan on Skype as always, but we now have the ability to, at some point in the near future, maybe as soon as we have time to do it, we're going to put another screen in Nads's room, and he can answer Skype calls for us, video calls as well. So you can actually, you'll be able to Skype in, and we can see you on the show and hear you. That'd be pretty sweet,
it's gonna be
right?
Sweet. All love the wieners it. That are going to call in. Right. It's just going to be constant wieners.
Good for Nads. It's fine.
Can't wait. Just spread open bees.
All right, Dan, what is big? And they have the same kind of conversations and problems there at the PCMag.com offices, I'm sure. I just opened up an email, and it was a spread open butthole.
I got goateed again.
What is big in technology news right now, Dan?
Well, you know, I've got an interesting story for you. It's hard to make these transitions from secret couples to robot vacuum cleaners. But we're just gonna blaze ahead and go right for it. So you guys know about these robot vacuum cleaners. Roomba is one of the biggest companies that's been making them. They just announced yesterday, sort of casually in a post, that they've got a new business opportunity. They're gonna sell maps of your home to companies like Amazon and Apple to help them build better digital home services. So the whole time these vacuum cleaners have been moving around your home and cleaning up the dust and the pet hair, they've also been creating maps of the inside of your house. And they think that they can then make money by selling those maps to any number of different companies. And if you've got a robot vacuum cleaner from Roomba, you've already agreed to this by clicking through their terms of service.
Well, that's creepy, right? And this is only the tip of the iceberg on creepiness, because not only is that company doing it, but all of our data is being sold and shared and is accessible, and it's getting more and more invasive. But the amazing part is that we're just letting it. We're letting it happen. I guess because technology is so cool, we're like, whatever. There have been no real world, maybe there have been, but what we can see, there are no readily apparent real-world consequences to this at this point. I don't know what it's going to take to alert people, but there are consequences, but there's just nothing like, oh, wow, I got my car stolen because of this or that or whatever. What's the reaction to this been so far, Dan?
You know, the reason I like the story so much is because it seems like a relatively small thing. If you think about it, like, who really cares where your couch is in your living room? Is that something that you need to keep private? Do you really care if somebody finds out the square footage of your house? Like, what does that matter? You know, isn't that something people can look up in other places? But the fact that what's interesting to me is that the sensors in the robot vacuum cleaner can create this map. And then because it's connected to the internet, it can then be transmitted back to the company and become a product and become sold. That same process is happening with everything that we buy today. Just last year, there was the controversy with Vizio, where Vizio's smart TV software was basically tracking what you were watching and creating an advertising profile based on the programs that you watch on TV. And they got slapped with a fine because they didn't disclose it properly. But your cable company does the same thing. Your wireless carrier does the same thing. They're all creating the same profiles. Your browser manufacturer, advertisers, every website you go to drops cookies on you that basically do the same thing. So there's this abundance of profiles out there and information out there. And consumers are they're just trying to figure out how to make sense of it all. And they're way, way behind.
I think they're oblivious to how much data is collected on them and how much. If there was a website, like a government service, and you could log in, put your name, it was secure only to you, and you could see every bit of information that has been collected on you by all of these companies, I think people would be, I think they'd crap their pants right then and there, because it is an enormous amount of data, personal data. I'll give you an example. What if Amazon, they have Amazon Echo, what if they have one of these things and they go, well, it's always listening. And they go, but we're not going to listen in to your speech. But what's to stop them from doing analysis and to say, you know, they could pick up a pattern of, are you yelling? Are you, you know, there's software, real-time software. They're used in call centers that can detect your tone of voice. What if they sold that data and they go, Rover yells at his fiance 2 hours a day. You know, we don't know what he's saying, but his voice is raised and he sounds angry. Is that an invasion of privacy? What would stop them from doing that? I'm telling you, it's unbelievable what they can collect on you right now, and it's scary. And
think about, too, like, I mean, so there's two different buckets. So it'd be great to go to a government website, type it in, find out what is known about you out there. The crucial difference is that the government is just one player in this field of people collecting information about you. A private industry knows just as much about you, if not more, because very, very few regulations about it. Your insurance company, your telco provider, your hardware vendor, the maker of your robot vacuum, all these people are putting together these profiles. And, you know, you talk about the vocal cues. You know, you could imagine that if you get into a fight with your spouse, the Echo can hear that you're in the middle of a fight. You could imagine setting your safety settings. They wind up calling 911. The Echo calls 911 on you. They could wind up bringing that information into evidence in court. There's all sorts of things that happen. And then the thing that I think is going to happen is that the place you have the fewest rights in terms of privacy and the most technology is the workplace. Like, there's a whole generation of software out there that will monitor how hard you work, what screens you have open, what browser sites you go to, how many hours a day you spend on email. And there's a microphone in your computer, too. It can tell your emotional state. And how long is it going to be before all that information starts to be used by your employer to decide whether or not you get a promotion, whether or not you get a raise.
Or if they fire you.
Whether or not you're a good manager. Or they just fire you outright because they know that, you know, you're not an efficient worker. You may be really productive for 3 hours a day, but you're screwing around for 4 hours a day. And that's information that was before used to be able to fool your employer relatively easily. Now they can just pull your logs. And I think that's the world that we're moving into. And in the workplace in particular, you basically have no privacy rights. The computer is your employer's. The office is your employer's. You don't have any expectation of privacy in the workplace. And I think it, you know, that's the place we've seen very little coverage and very little reporting about how this is developing, but the tools are out there, and I can't imagine employers aren't going to take advantage of it.
Let's go to Ryan, who has a question for Dan Costa from PCMag.com. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, I got an iPhone 6S, and ever since Verizon came out with their unlimited data, man, my phone's been as slow as can be. I'm not sure if it's because I have an older phone. I'm kind of waiting for the 8 to come out, but I'm not sure if it's going to be worth it. Or, you know, what's going on with this service?
Yeah, if you're using a lot of data, it sounds like, you know, you might be because you probably got used to being on the unlimited plan and you're trying to max it out. It's very likely that Verizon is actually throttling your connection. That's something that they've said they will do when you hit a certain cap.
It's around 22 gigs, I think, roughly.
Yeah, that's about 22 gigs, but it does it all the time. At home, at work, wherever I'm at, even around the whole Avon General area.
Using the 22 gigs in a month though? Have you hit that limit?
I have, but it's very seldom.
Well, once you hit it for the rest of your billing period, you're getting, I believe, 2G speeds, right, Dan? Or is it 2G or 3G? Either one is bad.
It's pretty low.
One of them, I don't know what carrier it was 2G speeds. Now that's equivalent to like old dial-up modem speed, AOL days. There's nothing you can do, I guess.
It does it right off my billing cycle first day. I mean, it's just slow as can be.
Well, that could be something else.
Sure,
I don't know.
You know, if I should get the iPhone 8, you know, or should I even look at different carriers? I assume the Verizon was always the best.
Dan, what you just did your big carrier rating, and what did you discover?
Yeah, we've got drivers in Canada redoing the test for Canada now, but Verizon nationwide had the fastest upload and download speeds, and definitely upload speeds. They blow everybody else away when it comes to upload speeds. But the fastest download speeds nationwide, but it depends what region you're in, because AT&T won a bunch of cities, T-Mobile won a bunch of cities, Sprint didn't win a bunch of cities. But Verizon overall is a very good carrier. I think what you're seeing is you've got a 2-year-old phone. The modem is probably 2.5-3 years old, and the networks are just moving faster. And in your neighborhood, Verizon's not performing properly. I think when you the new generation of phones come out, it's going to be in September. They'll be announced. They'll probably go on sale end of September. I think that, you know, upgrading and staying with the iPhone is probably the best thing for you to do. You're going to get much, much better speeds out of the iPhone 8.
Shaka, I believe it is, in Rochester. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Shaka.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
I just got a quick question about the Apple Watch. I know it's kind of tiny right now, and I know people haven't been ranting and raving about it, but I was looking to get it. But I was wondering if they're going to come out with either a bigger one or if they're just going to leave it as is and you just kind of have to either like it or, I mean, hate it or don't.
Yeah, any hardware updates coming to that? Because I know that they announced some, I think at the last ones, a couple of software updates for the watch and other things. Are there any hardware updates coming to the watch, Dan?
Yeah, not that I know of. Not that I know of. And the iPhone release, they're trying to find the sweet spot where they've got a, you know, they've got two sizes. One is just a little bit bigger than the other one. They sort of feel a little small for a large man's wrist. They look small.
Yeah.
But that's, they're trying to hit this sweet spot, not have too many SKUs. This was always going to be the challenge with the Apple Watch, is how quickly would they upgrade the hardware? And the answer is not very much. Like, they haven't upgraded the hardware much at all. And the size, the form factor, I think is probably going to stay where it is for at least another year. I could be wrong. They could come out with a bigger version of it, but I think they're going to keep it the same. And the trick is really finding a watch band that you're going to like that works with it, that helps offset the size of the watch face. But I like the Apple Watch. If you're an iPhone user and you are a big fan of notifications, I think it's a fine companion piece. For me, it's just a little expensive for what you get. I'm not an iPhone user, so it kind of, there's no reason for me to get it.
Richard is on the line. We won't even go to him. He says he has the iOS 11 beta, and ever since he put it on his phone, it shuts down every 20 minutes. That's why it's a beta. That's why they haven't put it out.
Yeah.
You're testing it for them. All right, what do you guys have? I was running so far behind today. What do you guys have at PCMag.com, Dan, that people could check out that they would be interested in?
Well, we've got all, first of all, we're just updating our robot, coincidentally, our robot vacuum roundup. So we've got our best picks. If you do want a robot vacuum and you don't care if they're mapping your home, we've got all of our best picks there. And then on my podcast, fast forward on iTunes, we've got an interview with Jonathan Taplin. He's the author of Move Fast and Break Things. And he's a guy who's super smart, who's really thinking about what these giant companies are doing to our privacy and our democracy and our news cycle. And we have a conversation that lasts about 40 minutes. It's really, really interesting. You know, he is not a big believer in what Silicon Valley is doing. And we really get into a lot of those crucial issues that people aren't thinking about enough. So you can find that on iTunes, on Google Play, anywhere you can find podcasts. Fast Forward with Dan Costa is what it's called. And it's a good conversation, an important conversation.
All right. Do you guys talk about buttholes being spread open in there like we do on this show?
You know, it didn't come up.
Damn it.
Unsubscribe. Yeah. all right, Dan, I appreciate it. Thank you, my man.
All right, man. Take care.
Dan Costa from PCMag.com. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at RoverRadio.com or with the Rover Radio app or with the Apple TV app. For everyone else, we'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Entertainment icons have a great catchphrase. Homer Simpson's.
Go!
Steve Urkel's.
Can I do that?
And Anthony Snitzer's. Back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Get to the shizzy in a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
There is a story about a band that has a dress code, and they're saying it's a really hipster kind of thing to do. So I'm curious.
What do you mean,
you guys,
a dress code for the guys in the band?
To go to the concert.
Oh, that can't be right.
Well, we'll talk about that.
All right. I want to hear that story.
I just answered an email from a huge fan in Louisville. And they own a like a bourbon themed bed and breakfast.
Yes.
And they are offering their inn for a visit to go. They moved there. They were a sous chef, all this kind of stuff.
They serve bourbon at breakfast?
Oh, bourbon drinks, bourbon infused breakfast. I'm like, oh my
Sounds
God. Good. So I said,
you know, like that, Sass Keith, he loves that stuff.
Oh, man, that guy could drink bourbon like it's water.
He drinks that stuff straight. Like,
yeah, have you do shots of that
guy? I've tried that before. He'll just be drinking this, you know, this bourbon on the rocks. And he'll go, here, try this. And you try that, and you're like, ugh. It's like when you were eight and someone would go, here, try this beer. And you go, ugh, that's so disgusting. That's what I feel like now. I don't know how you drink that stuff. I don't know how it doesn't eat through the lining of his stomach and just kill him.
I don't know if I've ever had, like, bourbon. What would you put bourbon in?
Well, Jack Daniels is bourbon, isn't it?
So it's whiskey, dude. Mm-hmm. You've had whiskey,
I've had whiskey. Yeah. What do you drink whiskey with?
Coke? Anything?
You usually just do shots of them.
No.
Is Jameson whiskey?
I don't
whiskey?
Know as if I would say you usually yes. just do okay. shots.
Well, at least I do. Jameson and ginger ale is a good drink. Mm-hmm. We always do that out there in Rochester.
Yeah, everything is bourbon at this place. And I said, well, that sounds like
do you
right
think
Sass
Keith has like four stomachs?
Oh, he has
like a large
cow
animal.
Shape.
Stop it.
He was going Deeper. There. Nads was going there with it, so I just finished what it.
He started. I mean, you know how sensitive he is.
But he uttered the words.
Uttered.
And I finished
you
it.
Uttered? Really?
Right.
Cow? Utter?
Yo, now you're going on. There. He started it. I did a middle. You ended it.
Move on.
I love Sass Keith.
Let's steer this conversation in a different direction.
I would if I could.
Bad. You, wait, no, I'm trying to.
That was a good one. Come on.
That cud? Was pretty funny. Okay.
Are you ready for the shizzy? Because I don't want to milk this anymore.
So stupid.
What?
What? Hit.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Have you been paying attention to this baby Charlie story? It's really sad.
Charlie Gard, the baby who has some disease that...
Yeah. 5-month legal battle. The mom and dad were trying to get permission to take the little baby to the United States for...
Wait, what disease does he have?
A rare, incurable genetic disorder.
And the parents claim, look, they won't do anything in England, but there's an experimental treatment in the United States. We got to get them over there.
Yes.
And so they've been fighting. Now, why the courts? I guess you have an update on this, but the court said, no, you're going to pull the plug, pull a ventilator. Kid's going to die. Why the courts would come to that conclusion is beyond me. If the parents, they are the parents after all, if the parents want to transport this kid to the United States for treatment, so be it. Let them. I mean, they are the parents. I don't understand this.
Well, the court had ruled that Gard's life support machine should be turned off and that he should be allowed to die with dignity. So the kid is 11 months old. Now it's to the point where they said it's too late. They said goodbye. The baby's still alive, but they missed their window of opportunity to travel and
well,
go get
I don't
this
understand how a court can tell you that you can't do that. I mean, you're the parent. If you're not killing the baby, look, if the baby's going to die without any treatment or whatever, so what if you want to try an experimental treatment in the United States? Or so what if you want to take the kid, keep him on life support, and wheel him around in a baby carriage to go sightseeing in Manhattan? What difference does that make to the government of England?
They believe that there was nothing that could be done.
Well,
and
that's
that
their belief.
There was no evidence.
That's on them. If England has a baby, it can choose to do what it wants with its baby. But in the meantime, Charlie Gard's parents should be allowed to decide what to do with Charlie Gard.
It was when the mom and dad came out to talk to the media and they were crying. It was really sad.
I find it sad. Obscene that they wouldn't let these parents. They may be right. It may be hopeless. But so what?
They said that it would suffers significant harm if his present suffering was prolonged without any realistic prospect of improvement. So that he'd
so
be
what?
Suffering
there are a
more.
Lot of people sitting on life support. So
but
what?
That move alone would hurt the baby. So how do you...
Put him on a medical transport plane. It'd be fine. I find this absolutely ridiculous that this was even an argument and how these wacko courts over there could make this decision, and especially when it becomes public, just relent and let them do what they want. If it's hopeless, the kid's going to die. Fine. You tried everything you could. Now, I had a cat. It's not even a baby. I had a cat that was diagnosed with cancer. I drove this cat down 2.5 hours to a vet at a university that specialized in this and to get a second opinion. Why? Because I wanted to.
What it hurt?
Yeah, it's my cat. If the cat's going to die one way or the other, I want to feel better that I've tried everything in my power to cure the cat, or in this case, the baby. Screw the government of England.
There is a popular Spanish hunter by the name of Melania Capitan. She's 27 years old, yeah. And she has a pretty big fan base on social media, and she posts a lot of pictures of herself. But
please
she gets,
tell me she got run over by an elephant or something.
Well, she posts a lot of hunting pictures, and people hate that, and people are very vocal. It got so bad that this
she's hot
woman killed herself. She committed suicide after animal
well,
activists.
Well, now she knows how the animals feel.
I think that's ridiculous.
It makes it worse because she's so hot.
Stop it.
It's true.
Well, it's true.
You guys, that is horrible for anyone that has lost a family member.
She had a fascination with death her whole life, and now she killed herself.
How old?
27. Wow. But she was cyberbullied because of what she did. And I think that's horrible.
I have an idea. How about this?
It's horrible.
If you're getting cyberbullied and it's to the point of you're thinking about committing suicide over it, how about you stop posting stuff on Instagram?
Exactly.
What? How about you stop going on Facebook?
They can't.
How about that?
They can't. They really kill themselves that stop
right.
Facebook or Twitter.
I can't stop. I can't stop tweeting. Oh, I need it. I'm going to kill myself if I keep getting bullied. Oh, no, I'm dead.
Yep.
Come on. This is ridiculous. If you're getting... I understand if you're 14 or you're 12... and you don't have the life skills to cope with this kind of stuff, or you're forced, you're in school. It's hard to get away with. When you're in school, what can you do? People will bully you. Even if you're off social media, people will come up to you. Did you see what they posted about you on Instagram list? This is an adult who chose to be all over the internet. Why? For her own fame and fortune. Okay.
Yeah.
To get money, because the more well known you are in this field, the more endorsements you get. So, if you can't take the heat, get off Instagram,
well,
honey.
She's off now.
Permanently.
She's off the earth.
So when we went to Grand Rapids, it was my first real experience with Uber. I cruised around town in an Uber. Ordered them. I think I took 3 or 4 different Ubers. It was awesome.
That's your first time
awesome.
In an Uber?
I drive everywhere because I don't drink, but I didn't have a car.
You haven't been, you've taken an Uber before. You've
I
told
did.
Us.
No, my brother and my niece, they ordered the Uber, so I didn't really know.
So you ordering it, the
yes.
app and doing everything.
Everything, yeah. Pretty cool. Didn't have a bad experience, and you hear stories that make you a little hesitant. For example, here's a story about an Uber. A guy named... Anur Manuel from Boston got an Uber, and when he got in the car, he realized there was a woman sitting in the front seat. So as the ride went on, the Uber driver started kissing the woman. Then she started loosening the driver's belt, and then she went downtown on the Uber driver.
Wow.
So he realized this was weird and dangerous, so he started doing what any of us would do in this situation. He starts filming it.
Oh, sure.
Yep. Then he posted this stuff on Uber's Facebook page, the video. So they're not denying that it happened. So far, they've given him a refund for the trip and a $10 credit.
Oh, great.
Good.
And they say that they're investigating.
Generous.
Yes. So Uber ride from hell. Ford Motors says that their new 2018 Mustang GT will offer the sporty car's fastest acceleration time ever in just under 4 seconds. They say that going from 0 to 60 miles per hour in under 4 seconds. That is fast. Why do you need a car that fast?
How fast is it? 0 to 60 in what?
Under 4 seconds.
What car is this?
The Mustang.
Oh.
It's a beautiful car. I don't know if you saw pictures of it.
I have not. You know one of these other things that they get you with? I only fell for it once, like 6 months ago. It wasn't like a ridiculous one, but now they're to the point of being ridiculous. These ads that they put on these websites, have you seen the new 2017 whatever car or the new 2018 whatever car? And it's a picture and it looks friggin' sweet. You go, oh, that's badass. Click it. Yeah. Click on it. It's something. It's not it. It's a regular
it's clickbait. Card.
Yeah. They should make a law against that.
Is this true, this story about a band that has a strict dress code for their concert? Do you hear about this? Arcade Fire. Do you know who that band is?
Oh, yeah, this is Charlie a Charlie loves kind them. Of band.
Yeah, they're great.
I never heard one. Yep.
Did they have one song? How many hit songs do they have?
I don't know, but if
I don't
this
know if they
is
have
it,
any hits.
Oh. Well, I've heard of them, so I know they have one song. They won an
Grammy.
Oscar.
No, a yeah. Grammy.
So I guess they made waves a few years ago for announcing a dress code for their tour. At the time, they had asked fans to please wear formal attire or costume. People complained. They told everyone to just chill and said it wasn't mandatory, that it was just meant to be fun. And they've done similar requests, I guess, here and there, but now they're at it again. They announced a release party concert Thursday in Brooklyn, and it's the day before their new album, Everything Now, comes out. The show will be live streamed by Apple Music, and they say our dress code is hip and trendy, as if you're going to a concert or night out with friends. Please do not wear shorts, large logos, flip-flops, tank tops, crop tops, baseball hats, or solid white or red clothing. So they're going to, they say we reserve the
right.
Is it
their concerts or filming a music video?
No, this is a concert.
Album
right before,
release thing.
Oh, an album release.
Yeah, right before the...
But it's being live streamed, so it's right. For a filmed event.
Still.
Well, they came out and denied it. That any
it's
of existence
a history of doing that.
Of a dress code. But then, there was a screenshot of the ticket and the instructions that came out afterwards that had all of the information that Doogie read in it.
So which is it? They're getting blasted.
Why would you put a dress code for your... fans.
I don't think it's a big deal. If they're filming and they want it to look a certain way, what's wrong with that?
I think that's
if it's
kind
every
of rude.
If it's every concert.
Are people
then, yeah.
paying to get into this thing?
Yep. Pay, but follow the rules.
You would go to, you of all people would listen to that?
Yeah.
If they said you can't wear.
No button down
I wouldn't go.
Shirts.
I wouldn't go. I'd say,
no
okay.
glasses.
Well, did you see this mustache that he's trying to grow over here?
Sweet.
Who?
Charlie.
Oh, how long has this been?
This
attempted.
Is 3 months.
No.
I mean, it's peach fuzz. Is it growing?
No, it's thick, man. It's just, I've realized I have blonde. Here's my problem I found out as I was growing this out. I have blonde hair. You can't see it. They're thick, blonde hairs, but it's just not, it doesn't look right.
I saw on your, I don't know where we were, maybe in Grand Rapids, and I was looking at some, for some reason, Charlie brought up his face or something, and I'm looking right at it. He does not grow hair on his face.
Certain parts are just completely blank, but the mustache is coming in real nice. It's just that it's blonde.
Why don't you dye it?
I'm going to let it grow a little more. I'm going to let it grow a little more first.
Hulk Hogan had a blonde mustache, and you can see that thing.
Huh.
When I have to increase the budget, I've got to airbrush out that of every frame.
Yeah, like Superman.
How about airbrush it in? He needs all the help he can get.
I'll get you some dye. Bring it in tomorrow, and we'll color
it. No, I want it to grow in a little more.
It'll still grow.
No, before I do that, no, because then I'm going to have to be dyeing it all the time. No. I'll get to that point.
Yeah, when it's fully grown in about 3 years.
Yeah,
then
worry about your own mustache, yeah. Doogie.
You know, I do need to shave it. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory. On and on, I don't know.
Right up your alley, right, Dieter?
I don't know what the hell this garbage is. Well, if you're not sure, better safe than sorry. I never heard this. Really fast.
It's on their new album.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to step on any toes, but have you been following this Kyrie Irving, LeBron James thing?
No.
I keep hearing about this. He wants out. Yeah,
Kyrie Irving wants out.
Yeah.
You know, if I were him, I would too.
Why?
What?
Because you're destined to always be in the shadow of LeBron James.
It worked for Scotty.
How well did he do without LeBron James?
Well, he had no team whatsoever. Period. I mean, they had zero talent.
Didn't they go to the playoffs?
They sucked.
No, not without LeBron.
But they didn't?
And if I were him, I would want to be on a team where I was the star.
Oh, wow, and what a baby.
He has that ability. You don't think so?
No, I think he does have that ability. I mean, people always hark back to when he was in Cleveland before LeBron came and he wasn't very successful. He's a completely he's a completely different player now. I mean, that finals performance that he had in 2016 was legendary. So
why did he just sign a new deal then? I mean, like, why did he do this whole huge deal?
Because he signed the deal 3 weeks before LeBron came back to Cleveland. He thought this was going to be his team.
Yeah, I would say if I were him, I'd probably want out too. I don't want to be and also ran a – think of this. Your legacy, every time they do something on the finals or they do a team profile 20 years from now, it's all about LeBron James, not about you.
But doesn't winning and titles and championships and contention mean anything to you?
Nothing.
Yes. Especially when you couldn't do it before he came and then he shows up.
But
then
that's he wants to be put on a team that's – good, but not great.
And built around him.
And he wants to be the guy. He wants to be the main guy. There's nothing wrong with
him.
I would do that, too.
He'll never win, though.
Some ambition.
He's 25, and that's how old LeBron was when he wanted to leave. So maybe that's like a midlife or mid-career crisis thing.
Is that true that he wants to, one of the teams he would like to go to is the Knicks?
The Knicks, the Spurs. I mean, he released a whole list of teams, but he doesn't have a no trade clause, so they can trade him anywhere they want.
Can they do it now before the season?
Yeah, and it actually sucks because all the big free agents and all the people that got traded, that all happened a month ago. And now Kyrie just decided that he wanted to get traded. Now he's blaming LeBron for leaking the information out to the public. LeBron is like subtweeting him, throwing out Instagrams about people not being loyal and this stuff.
It's like the Donald Trump of basketball. Yeah. I demand loyalty.
He is.
So there's no way he comes back.
He could come back. He's still under contract for 2 years. It won't be
awkward.
A great reception that he'll receive from the hometown fans.
Didn't they just sign Derrick Rose, too?
Just signed Derrick Rose.
That's almost a sign that they're getting rid of him.
No, that's a backup point guard at this point.
He was good before the injuries. I think a play.
Wow.
Yeah, like what, 10 years ago.
10-3.
Wow. They'll be asking for a lot in return for Kyrie, so it's going to be tough to pull off a deal.
Because he would rise up when LeBron was in foul trouble or hurt. When Kyrie would step up his game, he was an all-star. I mean, he was going nuts some of those games this past playoffs. But I don't know why he can't just compliment LeBron and play together.
I mean, he led the team in shots this year, so it's not like he's not touching the ball enough.
No, but it's an ego thing.
Yeah, it is.
You wouldn't want to always be the...
Really?
Doogie's been your sidkick for...
Right, why don't you have your own show, Doogie? Yeah, I ride on your coach,
because I don't want that. I am here to be part of a winning team. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about. It's about helping one another rise to
success. So I'm the LeBron James of Rover's Morning Glory?
You are. You know she couldn't win on her own, though.
I don't want to, please. I could go anywhere and rock.
On your own?
I don't want to. I've never wanted to.
But so why complain when you go, Rover makes more money than me?
Well, you do.
You just know that you've put yourself into that situation.
No, I understand
she doesn't complain.
I don't. I never complain about that.
I built this whole thing.
I did.
I completely understand that. And that makes sense to me. Not only for basketball, but for anything. Any career that you may be in.
I think Dieter's right. He's going to fail.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
He wants to go to the Spurs. He wouldn't fail there.
He won't win. He won't win at all. He has a better chance here to win another championship than going somewhere else.
Right.
Just go to Golden State like everyone else.
Yeah. That's a sellout move.
All right, let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus. If you're not a Plus subscriber, you should sign up right now, and then you can watch or listen to these guys as they continue live. We'll be sign up at roverradio.com. We'll be right back. We'll tell you what's coming up. Hang in, and we'll give some stuff away. I forget. Don't we have something good to give away? I don't remember. What is it? What?
Kid Rock.
Okay, we have Kid Rock tickets. Can't hear her.
Kid Rock.
We have Kid Rock tickets to give away when I come back as well. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Yeah.
see? Not all these guys are sinners.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray to Lord my soul to keep.
Well, actually.
Please prevent me from killing anybody on Rover's Morning Glory because they piss me off so much.
Now back to the show.
Going to wrap it up. We'll tell you what is coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus in just a moment. We also have Kid Rock tickets to give away here shortly. When is that show? That show's at, oh, is it the Pro Football Hall of Fame show?
Yeah, you've got the
Kid Rock is playing there on Sunday, August 6th at the new Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. Pro Football Hall of Fame. Tickets are on sale now at profootballhof.com. But if you are caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. I'll give you a pair of tickets to see Kid Rock at the 2017 Concert for Legends. What do you think about his Senate campaign? Is this all BS?
No,
or is this the real deal?
I think he's serious about it. I do.
I think he is, too. It is BS, but he might actually get elected.
Oh, God.
Where's he running?
Michigan, where he's from. Detroit. Well, he's from Detroit.
Well, yeah, but he had an album called Nashville. So.
Did he really?
And then he was a rapper, then a rocker, and now he's a country kind of guy.
Now he could be a senator.
Yeah.
Well, those guys, Democrats aren't taking that lightly now. I mean, before you'd laugh, Donald Trump, ha ha ha. Kid Rock, no way. Now, in this day and age, you better.
He's got a chance.
Better watch it.
Oh, he'll definitely have a chance.
Is that what it's going to take to be elected to government office now, is celebrity? You have to be a celebrity in order to get elected?
You have to be
on the
news that much, I think. Yeah, you have to act ridiculous. Especially at that high of an office. Like, if it's a senator, probably not. Well, I don't know. That one guy that just body slammed that dude. Remember that?
Yeah.
He still got elected.
Yeah.
But they say the reason why that guy got elected would be... Majority of the people had already voted.
Early voting in that state, Montana.
Right.
Kid Rock is going to run as a Republican, I mean, just listen to this song. Talking about smoking stuff.
They don't care about their... No, it has nothing to do with their platform anymore. It has to be how you're saying it. If you're a dick about it, people like it. If you're in your face about it, people like that.
It's about to be legal in Michigan, too.
Is it?
Until Jeff Sessions says no.
I mean, this is anti-conservatism.
But he's saying stuff about the country, and that makes it cool. He mentions Alabama, so that makes him conservative.
And he's an American badass and all that.
Yeah, that's all I need. That's all you need.
I mean, I have nothing against Kid Rock, but... I just wonder if people have lost their minds.
But why not, though? Why, if you were Kid Rock, why wouldn't you try?
It would be like...
Why would you want
it to? Would be like a Democrat voting for that Milo Yiannopoulos or whatever that guy's name is, because he's in your face. Everything he says is the exact opposite of what you believe as a Democrat or a liberal, but hey, he's in your face and he's not a pussy, so let's elect him. I mean, that's what conservatives are doing. Kid Rock. So he believes in guns. Okay, so do I. What else? What else is his platform?
Well, I don't know what his platform is, but...
It's all website about this.
He had Trump t-shirts for sale when Trump was running. I think it was him.
Let me see. Here's his website. You can buy Kid Rock for U.S. Senate shirts and hats. Let's see. Come on. There's got to be something up here. It's got to be.
There was just a story on...
Oh, here's one. Okay. So here's a good one. It's a picture of Donald Trump, and it's got a blank spot underneath the D, okay? And it just says Arnold Trump.
Uh-huh.
Arnold. It says, the D is missing because it's in every hater's mouth. What is it?
Senate? He should be president.
While we were...
Yeah, he sells a God, Guns, and Trump shirt.
I believe if you work your... Wait, hold on. Here's some of his... hold on. Pimp of the Nation, Born Free. Hold on. I'm waiting for it. Party to the People. I'm waiting for this little quote here. I'm not convinced this is legit.
Oh, I am.
I'm not. Oh, God, I'm waiting. Come on. I believe if you work your butt off and pay taxes, you should be able to easily understand. Oh, that's all I could read before it flipped.
Here's a store. I'm just sent you a store, and you can see the different Trump shirts he had.
I'm not even interested.
I went to the Gerald Ford Museum while we were in Grand Rapids.
Why'd you do that? Just to rub it in Jeffrey's face?
Exactly.
Yes, I wanted to stick it to him. And then I actually enjoyed myself.
Yeah? That's cool.
He went back to the hotel, and I went to the museum and walked around. I only spent an hour. I could have easily spent longer. And you have all different rooms. They have like a mock cabinet room, his president, with the Oval Office, like all these things.
Well, that's pretty cool.
It was awesome. And in different rooms, they have all
of
these.
But every kid that lives in Grand Rapids, I was like sick of going there on a field trip. They're like, oh, sucks.
No, but it was you, because you forget, like I do. You forget these things when you're
like
little.
What?
You forget the whole impeachment thing and how he pardoned Nixon.
No one forgets that.
The letter that he wrote.
Who forget that?
No, but that he took a chance.
It's like the only thing I know about him.
Well, no, but he took a chance to pardon Nixon, and that's when the country kind of was. He did it for the American people, and all these different Carter and Ray and all these guys in these video rooms all over would say, when Ford spoke, it was thought out. He was intelligent. He was truthful. He was, and you think, God, in this day and age, you don't think these things about the president. Everything is Twitter this, and he's calling
fake news.
Yeah, calling names and bullying. And it was sad to see how we used to be. And now, and you see Carter or you see Bush talking.
I haven't heard a clip of Bill Clinton talking about, it was on CNN. It was one of those things like there was a retrospective of maybe the 90s, I guess it would have been. Was it tragic? Maybe in the wake of the O.J. Simpson verdict or something. And like he gives a speech, and it's how blacks and whites see the world, the same world differently, and blah, blah. You're so used to like rational speak.
Right.
As compared to what we have now.
Right.
All right.
Yelling about the fake news in front of the Boy Scout Jamboree yesterday.
Did you see that?
Yeah, that's a captive audience for you, right? The Boy Scout Jamboree. And I'm sure he went to his greatest hits, his surprise victory over Hillary Clinton and lock her up and all this.
I think he mentioned lock Obama up or something, and the Jamboree booed Obama's name.
That's cool. We'll try to talk some sense into him tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to this, right?
Yeah.
You're going to a Trump rally?
What are we going to? Is this a campaign rally?
I think he's trying to raise money for...
for the next run. I think that's what these are. These are campaign rallies. He started going... Yeah. Oh, it was like 3 weeks after he got into the White House, he started doing campaign rallies for the next four.
I thought that was like the victory lap.
No, these are new campaign rallies.
This is still the Make America Great Again rally.
So I don't know what I'm
going
to.
Should be busy making it.
Yeah.
Not talking about it.
Yeah, be about it.
All right. Well, what do I know? Maybe Trump and Kid Rock can run together.
Uncle Cracker could be... Secretary of State.
Wow. All right. If you're not an RMG Plus subscriber, you should sign up for that at roverradio.com right now. That's the only place you can sign up for it, but then you can watch or listen live there on the website or with the Rover Radio app or the Rover Radio Apple TV app. Let's see what they have coming up.
Coming up in the aftermath.
All right. Charlie, Nads, Snits, continue. What do you guys have on the way?
We are going to talk about NADS hiring a sex offender magician. Is Doogie overprotected?
Did you guys
by
buy that guy's story, by the way?
He seemed legit. Not at all. You don't?
I believe him.
Because you hired him.
There's got to be more to it.
So we're going to talk about NADS, again, hiring the sex offender magician. Is Doogie overprotective by making Gia wear a helmet indoors? And we'll talk about the Fartbox boys going to go see Trump tonight. All that and more coming up on The Aftermath.
All right. We will be back live tomorrow morning. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.